Blog Talk Radio.
Radioonline.com. We got some new music for some independent artists.
courtesy of DJ J Ronin, along with that DJ Instinct, and also from your man, the one and only Future Guru. He got some new stuff in the building. So we going down. It's going down tonight. So you, man, stay tuned. Our sponsors, E2K Magazine Online. Make sure you log on, check out the website, man. Y'all need that turnaround time, 3-day turnaround time on the website. It's on the popping. Tonight we going in. So you know what I'm saying? Brace yourself, because I'm going to act a fool tonight. What up, Guru? What up, Bugsy? What's popping, my dudes?
Yeah, what's good, Lush?
Ain't nothing much, man. I'm hyped today. It's Friday. We about to go in. We about to be ugly tonight.
Shout out to Bugsy. Shout out to my man Bugsy holding us down for sure. Yo, Bugsy, what's good, baby?
Ain't shit, man. Maintaining, chilling with the family for now, man, until a nigga get locked into the studio tonight, man. You know, just been making it do what it do on this side of town, man. I see you over there grinding yourself, my G.
Yeah, and I thank you for being with me, man. I thank you for being with the home team. And shout out to Emma E2K, TDI, NYC, Rose E2K. Listen, it's some real serious things going on right now, man. Y'all need to just get up on it, get involved. You already know we're here to help y'all. What's good, Lushy Lush?
Ain't nothing Lush much, man. Up. You know, I mean, people are getting ready because we about to turn it up. You know, look out for some new things on Lush Radio Online. I'm telling you, it's about to be crazy. We're going to be going BDS next year. On top of that, we're doing the Lush Radio Online draft pick, you know what I'm saying, for 2011, hosted by DJ J Ronin, you know what I'm saying. It's another one, Lush Radio Online. We're going to be dropping that mixtape. Artists, if you want to be a part of that situation, this is our give back to y'all. No fee for y'all to get on, but your music got to be on point. If it's not, you're not going to make the draft pick for 2011. You understand what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So we're going to have some features on there. So make sure you send in your music. It's going to be crazy. And on top of that, y'all need to holler at my boy futureguru100@gmail.com for all them promo information, man, because we got the banners, the custom banners for you. You know what I'm saying? We hosted mixtapes on the site. We got websites we could do for you in 3 days. Like, come on now. Where y'all getting this stuff at, man, and at reasonable prices, man? Holla at Guru. Don't be hitting me on my stuff. Holla at Guru, and he'll hit me up. Follow the chain of command. Let's go. All day. You know what I mean? So that's what we doing, man. Tonight, I'm talking about the whole situation that's going on. The first thing we want to talk about tonight is, you know what I'm saying, let's talk about the whole situation with the draft picks. Now, remember when, like, I think it was either Triple XL or Source. Don't quote me on that. You know, they had Asher Roth, they had Wale, and all these cats on the mag, right? And they were saying these was the next ones to blow, right? And it was one other cat on there that, you know, I can't even remember his name. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy, right? But he was on there. And, you know, ever since Drake came out the woodwork, it seemed like all these cats got pushed to the side. Even though they got their own fan base, they still not at the level where they should be at. You feel me? Like, these cats ain't even getting as much as Drake is getting to do a freaking verse on somebody's album or doing a collab or even doing a show. You understand what I'm saying? Wale is not getting as much as money as Drake is on doing a collab, is he? No. You know what I'm saying? So the whole domination with that, like, why aren't they on a level they're supposed to be at right now at the point? Like, did he just destroy it for them, or they had to fall back to let this dude shine? How y'all feel about the situation, Guru and Bugsy?
Oh, shit. I mean, me personally, I feel like we always say, you know, Drake had that good backing, man. You know, like they say, if you ain't got that backing, you ain't gonna do too much. But I honestly did think Wale was gonna come through and kill the scene, man. But I guess Weezy put a stop to all that, man, and put the boy Wonder out there and let him do what he do.
He definitely put the boy Wonder out there, man. He definitely, you know what I'm saying, defecated on the whole situation for them cats, man. Because them cats, B.O.B., even though he did his little thing or whatever, but at the same time, he's still not on the level. He's not getting that much money to do a collab on something like Drake is. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that's crazy. You know?
Yeah,
that's crazy right now. Yeah. So and I'm looking like, you know what I'm saying, with this game, like when they set you up to be a draft pick, like what do you do when you got people coming out the woodwork and they just destroy the game, then all of the shine is off of you. Because everybody was looking at the Wale's and B.O.B.'s and all them to be the next one to blow. And then you got a new cat coming out like J. Cole. He doing his numbers too. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I was definitely going to mention him too, man.
Yeah, J. Cole is definitely doing his number. You know what I'm saying? Who That is definitely a hot song. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to peep that on YouTube. Who That, he got a remix with Joell Ortiz and stuff. That's definitely a popping joint. And there's a couple of artists. Also, we were talking about Diggy Simmons. You know what I'm saying? All these little young artists that got their backing behind them, like Diggy Simmons. Remember, everybody was pushing JoJo, right? Everybody was pushing JoJo, you know, which is his brother. And now everybody like, who is JoJo? You know what I'm saying? JoJo's group sucked like garbage back in the day. They definitely sucked, but they kept pushing the issue for them to do a situation and get signed. But all this time, they had a diamond in the rough with Diggy right there. Diggy, you know, Diggy reminds me of another version of Corey Guns. Like him and Corey Guns, I would love to see them do a collab together. Because Diggy be going in. He got some little bars. Diggy was on the Cypher, on the 2010 Cypher on, what's her name, on the BET Awards, and he was getting his balls in. So, I mean, Diggy is next to blow. Diggy is definitely doing his thing. He got the ad on AT&T. And plus, come on, your father's famous. Like, come on, let's go. Your uncle famous. Like, where can you go wrong at that? You know what I mean? Your sister's doing a little shoe game situation. Like, you really can't go wrong. How can you fail? Except for JoJo. That's another story. But, aha, on that one.
Oh,
you know, but I mean, we going on. It's get the fuck out of here Fridays, man. And shout out to Peter Rosenberg. You know what I'm saying? He's definitely putting on independent artists, you know, out there. And I'm just finding out that Peter Rosenberg is actually from the DMV area. You know what I'm saying? And he's definitely doing his thing. He's definitely dominating the New York area and stuff, and definitely putting independent artists on out there in New York. So shout out to Peter Rosenberg. He's definitely doing his thing. I just got interviewed, you know, with my boy DJ Hustle out in California. You know what I'm saying? They were showing me crazy love out there. So shout out to them. They definitely showed me mad love and everything. And, you know, I shouted out my people. And, you know what I'm saying? I definitely love y'all. We definitely in the mix. And, Guru, make sure you fly me in that situation, man. I'm waiting in the email to fly me in that information.
Yeah, I'm on it.
So, you know,
I'm on it right now. I just logged in online, love. So give me two minutes. I'm peeping your style right now on my whole situation right now. I'm
they
actually on your site right now, going to your thing.
Definitely, that's what it is, man. So some people we need to watch out for. We got Diggy Simmons, Willow Smith is like, how can you go wrong? You got the mother and the father of Hollywood live in the building, you know what I'm saying? And they are the freaking royal family of Hollywood. And then you got your little brother now. You know, you always got the third wheel. You got the off brother, the off brand brother that's the oldest, and he don't do nothing.
You know he get his directing on. You know he be directing movies and shit, Lush.
He's just getting into the directing. But what was you doing all this time, my dude? You was like mad old like that. Where is your paycheck at, my dude? I gotta wonder what they family like what their conversations be like. You know what I'm saying? Willow's like, Daddy, you know, I just did with my hair. I just, you know, made like a couple million. And Jada's like, oh, Karate Kid is pulling in. I'm about to do another thing. And this dude comes in there. So what are you doing, Trey? I'm thinking about doing some stuff. You're getting kind of older, Trey. Mom is doing some stuff. I'm doing some stuff. What are you doing, Trey? I'm trying to get into some directing, Jack.
When you say Russ, he was sitting there like, he ain't know what to say at the table.
He like the off-brand child and stuff. And you know how they play them, too? Why they go on Oprah? Did everybody peep this on Oprah? The whole family goes on Oprah, right? Check this. Y'all can go on YouTube if you don't believe me, right? They go on Oprah, right? And everybody's like, Willow, thanks for coming again. We've seen you before, right? And then they say, Jaden, you know what I'm saying? Hey, Jaden, and stuff like that. And then when they see the older son, they like, oh, I ain't never met you before. Yeah, he looks lost. Like, I don't know what. He's definitely off, you know what I'm saying, with that whole situation. So it's just weird because, you know what I'm saying, he's like the off-brand child, you know what I'm saying? He's definitely like the off-brand child. Like, we just waiting for him to make his mark on the thing. Because, you know what I'm saying, how two of your younger brothers and sisters already making moves? They already worth millions of dollars already. What are you doing? What are you doing? That's the question. I want to know how you feel about that, Genius. What's up, Genius? What's popping with you?
What's good? What's good? I'm rolling with us.
Salute.
What's up with you, man?
What's up to everybody? What's up, Guru? What's up, Buck?
Hey, man. What's good, man? Good looking out on all of us. Retweets and stuff you sending out, man. I appreciate that support you showing for the station and all that love you showing out there, bro.
No, most deaf, man. Gotta stay in the grind and support those who trying to utilize forward progress. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Definitely. You definitely been going, you and Bugsy have been going hard body. A lot of people been going, like, turning it up lately and showing that crazy support for Lunch Radio Online, man. We definitely appreciate all y'all. That's what I'm talking about. These cats is always in the street all day. It's either Guru or Bugsy in the street somewhere doing something.
For sure. Before, you know, it's the little kids don't listen. Little kids try to run outside and shit like the adults ain't keeping an eye on them little niggas. Each time went outside. Yeah, you know, I was slowing the mute button. This time I was slowing the mute button. That's my fault.
But that's all right though. But you know, on top of that, we got another situation that's going on in the industry. Like I said, we had the whole Lil Kim situation, and you know, seeing Lil Kim and Nicki Minaj. You know, and I mean, one thing, on the Nicki Minaj situation, like, Nicki Minaj, as much as most people can't stand her, and as much as people, you know what I'm saying, feel like she is, you know what I'm saying, kind of, you know, not really representing females like they want to, but at the end of the day, we can't knock the fact that she's winning. She's basically the female, she's like the hip-hop Lady Gaga. You know, and yes, Lady Gaga chewed off the head of a Barbie, but that doesn't mean that she actually, you know, hates Nicki Minaj. She's just an animal. Because, like, Barbie doll's head's off, you know, that's how she feels at the moment. But with Nicki Minaj's situation, I mean, Nicki Minaj, you know, she says she's from the hood to Queens, but, you know, most people don't really know, you know what I'm saying, where she at from over there in the Queens, you know, in the Queens area. But she said she's from there. But I'm saying she's black, though. But she sounds very proper. My name is Nicki Minaj, and, like, you know, you're like, you know, listening to everything that I'm doing. And, like, I was, like, totally on, like, the 2010, like, BET Awards, and I'm from Trinidad. And, like, I'm a monster, you know. And, like, I had Ronald McDonald hair on the BET Awards. And, like, Amber Rose is, like, my best friend, and she's, like, a bald-headed Barbie, and I'm a Barbie. And, yeah, and I love Young Money, and I had, like, no breath and everything, but I had a big booty, and I had booty injections. So I'm Nicki Minaj, and this is for Dwayne Carter. And, you know, he believed in me when I was sitting on a stoop and I was on the come up, and he believed in me. And I'm like, Nicki Minaj, I'm a monster.
Les is going in on him today. Let's get it.
You know? So basically, you know what I'm saying? I mean, one thing that we do a comparison with her versus Lil Kim, okay? Lil Kim has a longer longevity, right? She's an old school player. She set the pathway for the situation for her to even do what she's doing. We can't deny that the similarities is too strong, honestly. It's just like Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga took Madonna's inspiration and took it to the next level, okay? Nicki Minaj combined Lil Kim and Madonna together and Lady Gaga to create who she is. You understand what I'm saying? But she does take a lot of the whole Little Kim situation. Now, Little Kim, we know how many people ran through Little Kim, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying, we might not know how many people ran through Nicki Minaj, but they ran through Nicki Minaj.
Hey, somebody get her a T-shirt, smash the homie. She needs to smash the homie's T-shirt.
You know what I'm saying? You got Drake that's, like, you know, running around like her puppy dog, and you got Mac Maine that's a stalker, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know what I'm saying, everybody, you know what I'm saying, the one thing about Nicki Minaj, she got people tattooing and worshiping her. She got the whole gay society behind her back, so she won it. If you got the gay cat on you and the regular cat on you, and I mean, it's like there's no way you can't win. That's the same thing with Wendy Williams. Even though I think Wendy Williams look like a dude, but people say that she's a woman. They say she gave birth to a baby, but I still want to see some C-section marks for real. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm telling you, if y'all look, she kind of brown for a female, and she's kind of taller than the average female. If you look at her face, she's doing that whole RuPaul situation going on. But anyway, that's a whole nother story. But,
let's get them all today.
You know what I'm saying? But with the whole Nicki Minaj situation, my thing is, like, just pay homage. All Little Kim said was, you know, pay homage and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's all. You know, and it wasn't a big beef, but, I mean, they've been going back and forth and going at, you know, Kim. And I'm like, leave Kim alone, man. You know, if Biggie would see me, like, it's Biggie. I see you over there, Drake. You want to be talking about Kim. You know what I'm saying, baby, baby. You know what I'm saying? It'd be a whole different story. You know what I'm saying? Drake wouldn't be opening his mouth. It wouldn't be like that. You know what I'm saying? But I just imagine both of them sitting together, Nicki Minaj and Lil' Kim going back and forth, and she, you know, Lil' Kim is like, want to rumble with the beat. Want to rumble with the beat. And she's like, I'm a monster. And they just go back and forth with each other. Like, this shit is crazy, man. Like, they need to start beefing. And for real, I think the whole situation with the beef was stupid, because they could have had came out with an actual Barbie album or a mixtape that would have had sold, and they could have had done a crazy tour together. But you know what I'm saying? People let personal issues and publicity and stupid shit, you know, cause nonsense. Now, I don't know if you guys were aware or able to listen to this new joint from your girl Nicki Minaj and Eminem, and I'm still surprised that Eminem did a song with Nicki Minaj, but I guess she's winning right now, so you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. But, you know what I mean? This song, Nicki Minaj is going in on Lil' Kim, yo. I want to know what y'all think about the situation. I'm going to play the whole joint for y'all. I want to know how y'all feel about this, because, I mean, Nicki Minaj is going in on Lil' Kim. Like, I'm like, I wonder what kind of response Lil' Kim is going to get to that. I'm like, they not giving this to rest. And a lot of people are taking blows at Nicki Minaj at the moment in time. But at the end of the day, I'm Nicki Minaj, and, like, all I do is, like, count cheddar and count that green stuff, because, you know, I don't have time for these bum bitches. So I just sit here and, like, count my green, because I'm Nicki Minaj, and I wear all kinds of colors of wigs on my head, because I'm Nicki Minaj, and I'm from Trinidad, and I'm a monster. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and we got the song in the arsenal and everything, and I'm going to go ahead and play this joint for y'all. And I want to know what y'all think about it. You know, is she dead wrong? Is she right or what? Let me get your feedback on this joint. It's called Roman's Revenge. Let me know what y'all think about this joint right here. It's that new ish, Nicki Minaj and your boy Eminem. Let me know what you think, man, right or wrong.
I am not Jasmine, I am Aladdin. So far ahead, these bumps is lagging. See me in that new thing, bumps is gagging. I'm starting to feel like a dungeon dragon. Rah, rah, like a dungeon dragon. I'm starting to feel like a dungeon dragon. Look at my show footage, how these drawers be spazzing. The fuck I look like getting back to a has-been. Yeah, I said it, has been. Hang it up, flat screen. Plasma, hey Nicki, add asthma. I got the pump, it ain't got medicine. I got bars, sentencing. I'm a bad bitch, I'm a cunt, and I'll kick that hoe, punt. For trauma, blunt. You play the back, bitch, I'm in the front. You need a job, this ain't cutting it. Nicki Minaj, who you ain't fucking with? You little brag about beat you with a padlock. I am a movie, camera block. You out of work, I know it's tough, but enough is enough.
Like a dungeon dragon, 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 like a dungeon dragon.
I ain't even S&M, but my whip's off the chain. A little drop of candy cane trips off the brain. Twisted ass mind, got a pencil for a brain and a razor for a head, fucking pencil for a brain. You don't like it, then pill off, bitch. Every last woman on earth I'll kill off, and I still wouldn't fuck you, slut. Your wife's smile on your grill off. I swear to God, I'll piss a Happy Meal off. Get the wheels turning, spin a wheel off. Snap the axle in half, bust a tie rod. Quit hollering, why God? He ain't got shit to do with it. Bygones will never be bygones. The world ain't finished swallowing my wad. I ain't finished blowing it. Nice bra. Hope it'll fit a tough titty, bitch. Life's hard, I swear to God. Life is a dumb blonde white frog with fake tits and a bad tie top. Just spit in my fucking face and call me a fucking tightwad. So finally I broke down and bought her an iPod and caught her stealing my music. So I tied her arms and legs to the bed, set up the camera and pissed twice on her. Look, two peas in a tripod. The moral to the story is life treating you like dry side. Kick it back in his face. My God, it's Sadie and Nicki Minaj. You might find a sight quite odd, but don't ask why, bitch. That's why
not. Well, it's my punching bag. If I'm garbage, you a bunch of maggots. Make that face go on, front and pat me. Show me the target so I can lunge and attack it like a... Like a dungeon dragon, you fell off. They must have pumped your wagon. You must have went off the back. I'm about to go off the deep and tilt it. Stay in your lane, you get jumped in traffic.
Is this the thanks that I get for putting you bitches on? Is it my fault that all of you bitches gone? Should have sent a thank you note, you little hoe. Now I'ma wrap your coffin with a bow. Nicki, she just mad cause you touched the spot. Word that bitch mad cause I took the spot. Well, bitch, if you ain't shitting, then get off the pot. Got some niggas out in Brooklyn that'll off your top. I hear the mumbling, I hear the cackling. I got them scared, shook, panicking. Overseas, church, Vatican. You at a standstill, mannequin. You wanna sleep on me? Overnight? I'm the motherfucking boss. Overwrite. And when I pull up, boom, motorbike. Now all my niggas get bucked, overbite. I see them dusty ass felines, Levi's, raggedy ass, holes in your knee highs. I call a play. Now do you see why? These bitches calling me Manning Eli.
Your little faggots can suck it. No homo, but I'ma stick it to him like refrigerator magazine. I'm crooked enough to make straight jackets, bitch. Yeah, look who's back again, bitch. Keep acting as if you have the same passion I have. Yeah, right, still hungry, my ass. You ass tic tac, cat, tic bypass. Ain't hot enough to set fire to dry grass. About as violent as heroin island.
Mama!
Don't take a fly and leave a face off a fucking balcony for a double falcon wing up your fly ass. You know what time it is to wide ass. From Sadie and Nicki's world class. And
white words, white words.
Like a dungeon dragon. Like a dungeon dragon. Like a dungeon dragon, like a dungeon dragon, like a dungeon dragon. Like a dungeon dragon, like a dungeon dragon, like a dungeon dragon, like a dungeon dragon, like a dungeon dragon.
Roman, Roman, stop it, stop it. You've gone mad, mad, I tell you, mad. You and this boy Slim Shady, what's going on? They'll lock you away, they'll put you in a jail cell. I promise, take your mother's warning.
This is another Lush Radio Online exclusive.
Yeah, man, Nicki Minaj was going in. The track was kind of confusing, but I mean, I'm just trying to say, when was they? I mean, she's really going in. Like, I mean, I don't know how she put Lil Kim on, but you know what I'm saying. I'm trying to figure out what's really going on, man. I mean, is that some blows to Kim? How y'all feel about the situation? Because she's really going in. How you feel about that joint, son?
Yeah, I mean, that's my first time hearing it, and I probably would got to hear it again to check out the lyrics, but I don't know. I don't know about that one right there, man. I mean... Dungeon Dragon thing and all that. That's all I heard her saying. I'm like, PD bop down the street saying Dungeon Dragons all day. I mean, what do they want? I'm trying to figure it out. Hey, I don't know if I'm going to be beady bopping down the street talking about Dungeons and Dragons out there. I don't know if I'm going to get, I'm not sure if I'm going to get there. And see, it goes back to what we were talking about before, this mentality for this music right now. And what these, I don't even know the mind state of what's supposed to be, like official lyrics, like, but that's not it for me to be in the whip talking about Dungeons and Dragons and getting out the car saying, I'm a Dungeons and Dragons. I don't know if I'm going to get there. I don't think I'm going to get there. I'm not even going to get there with Eminem. I like Eminem as an artist. I just don't really think I'm going to get there about Dungeons and Dragons. But it might be symbolic for a lot of other stuff right now, symbolic and all that. But I don't need to be symbolic Dungeons and Dragons. I really don't need to be symbolic as a Dungeons and Dragons.
Wow, that's real talk
opinion.
Right there. Genius, how you feel about the Dungeons
and
Dragons, Genius?
I'm waiting for Waste Management to come and pick up the Nicki Mick trash that I just heard. You know what I'm saying? And I'm really disappointed with him for even being on that track. That was straight up garbage for me. Well, you know what I'm saying? That trash truck juice was left after they take the trash out. I listened to the lyrics and content.
People are sitting here talking about the stuff is hot, and I'm like, where you get hotness on for that?
I mean, for that, I it cracked me up. I had a conversation about this the other day. The younger generation now that's on a lot of these artists that they deem to be hot have no concept of real music. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's R&B, hip hop, jazz, whatever the genre. You know what I'm saying? So to them, you know, they too high to even really understand what it's about anyway. So, of course, they're going to bob their head and say that that's hot. But me being a fan of the craft, that's garbage to me. Even Eminem, his lines in that. I'm like, that's got to be probably the weakest thing I ever heard him say. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that stuff is crazy, man. If you're just tuning in right now, we just played that exclusive from Nicki Minaj and Eminem. She was throwing blows at Lil' Kim and stuff like that. But I mean, how many times are you gonna say Dungeons & Dragons? We got a call from the 202. I'm about to bring you in a second, but I want to give a feedback from Bugsy. Bugsy, what you think about that song, son? She was taking some blows at Kim though, son. What you think, son?
Besides the fact that the joint was all over the place, I think somebody might have gave her a phone call like, yo, you be wildin' lately, and you know M was on that old crazy sadistic call. I think y'all should get together and make a crazy-ass song. So whoever made that idea, we had to go the way it go. I'm going to start it early and just tell you, get the fuck out of here, man. Keep moving.
Word up. We got another call on the line. Call us from the 202. You're live on Lush Radio Online. What's cracking, man? We was playing that new joint from Nicki Minaj and Eminem, man, and she was taking some blows at Lil' Kim. What you think?
Well, I think... Yeah, I think Nicki is just getting a little hate from the industry, you know what I'm saying? Especially from some of the older rap divas that's in the industry, you know what I'm saying? And you know, they just kinda, you know, I think they're just a little sour because she's getting a little money and she's getting it kinda quick, you know, and you know, I mean she's doing a biz, you know what I'm saying? And she's trying to do her thing and you know, she's just trying to make her ends and get her rep and you know, and you know what I'm saying? So I'm not gonna hate on her. You know what I'm saying? She's taking it in stride. You know what I mean? She's doing it in a professional manner, and not trying to be all wild and everything. That track, I probably would have done it, been like blah blah blah, whatever, just to satisfy people, just to get some of the people talking and everything else. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, she could have just did it just because to get people talking and get some people off her back, but. Personally, I think she would have just been like, nah, I ain't even going to respond to all that. I'm not even going to make a track, you know what I'm saying? But if people want it, she's going to give it to them.
So, and what's her name, sir?
So,
and what
this is Daryl from UDR Entertainment.
Oh, what's up, Daryl? How you doing?
What's up? What up? What's going on? You know what I'm saying? I was going to call you the other number, but I saw this one. So I called it and I said, oh, shoot, I might as well just join in on the conversation, you know what I'm saying, while I got the number on here.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
You know what I mean?
The song myself personally was all over the
right.
place.
I don't even,
Eminem just took me back because I'm already feeling him on a on the rehab joint, you know what I'm saying, the recovery album situation.
Right, right.
Now when he does this situation, I'm like, come on, M, like, come on, man.
Yeah.
I mean, stop doing that mess. Like, you jumping, this, that didn't even make sense for him to be on that track. For real.
Wow. Well, I didn't even listen to it yet, but I went on Russell Simmons' site, globalgrind.com, and I was just reading an article about the whole situation, about her, you know, about her responding to people, you know, coming at her like that and doing this and doing that, you know what I mean? So, you know, I haven't even heard the track yet, but if it's all over the place, then yeah, I mean, I would have stuck with the Monster track with Jay-Z and Kanye West. I would have stuck with that one.
Yeah, well, I mean, for the people that haven't gotten to listen to it once again, I'm gonna crank it for you right one more time, I want to crack it for the people that weren't really able to listen to the serious lyrics and stuff one more time, and I want to get your feedback on what y'all feel about that joint. She was taking some blows and stuff at Kim, but that joint was crazy, and at the end, she's like, hurry up, children, you're going to have to wash your mouth out with soap. Like, what the hell?
Oh, you know what? I think I heard that part of the last end, but I kind of, you know, but if you play it again, I'll speak my mind on it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm going to play this joint one more time, and I want y'all guys to listen to what the words and stuff, the lyrics in the song.
I am not Jasmine, I am Aladdin. So far ahead, these bums is lagging. See me in that new thing, bums is gagging. I'm starting to feel like a dungeon dragon. Rah, rah, like a dungeon dragon. I'm starting to feel like a dungeon dragon. Look at my show footage, how these girls be spazzing. The fuck I look like getting back to a has-been. Yeah, I said it has been. Hang it up, flat screen. Plasma, hey Nikki, asthma. I got the pump, it ain't got medicine. I got bars, sentencing. I'm a bad bitch, I'm a cunt, and I'll kick that hoe, punt. For trauma, blunt. You play the back, bitch, I'm in the front. You need a job, this ain't cutting it. Nicki Minaj, who you ain't fucking with? You little frag about beat you with a padlock. I am a movie, camera block. You out of work, I know it's tough. But enough is enough.
Like a dungeon dragon, 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 like a dungeon dragon.
I ain't even asking them, but my whip's off the chain. A little drop of candy paint drips off the frame. What's it ass mine? Got a pistol for a brain and a razor for a head. Fucking pistol for a frame. You don't like it, then pill off, bitch. Every last woman on earth I'll kill off, and I still wouldn't fuck you, slut. Your wife will smile on your grill off. I swear to God, I'll piss a happy meal off. Get the wheels turning, spin a wheel off. Snap the axle in half, bust a tie rod. Quit hollering, why God? He ain't got shit to do with it. Bygones will never be bygones. The world ain't finished swallowing my wad. I ain't finished blowing it. Nice bra. Hope it'll fit a tough titty, bitch. Life's hard. I swear to God, life is a dumb blonde white broad with fake tits and a bad tie top. Just spit in my fucking face and call me a fucking tightwad. So finally, I broke down and bought her an iPod and caught up stealing my music. So I tied her arms and legs to the bed, set up the camera, and pissed twice on her. Look, two peas in a tripod. The moral to the story is life treating you like dry side. Kick it back in his face. My God, it's Sadie and Nicki Minaj. You might find a sight quite odd, but don't ask why, bitch. That's why no.
If my punching bag is, if I'm garbage, you're a bunch of maggots. Make that face go on, swamp and attack me. Show me the target so I can lunge and attack it like a. Like a dungeon dragon, you fell off. They must have pumped your wagon, you must have went off the back. I'm about to go off the deep and tilt it, Daniel. You get jumped in traffic.
Is this the thanks that I get for putting you bitches on? Is it my fault that all of you bitches gone? Should've sent a thank you note, you little hoe. Now I'ma wrap your coffin with a bow. Nicki, she just mad cause you touched the spot. Word that bitch mad cause I took the spot. Well, bitch, if you ain't shitting, then get off the pot. Got some niggas out in Brooklyn that'll off your top. I hear the mumbling, I hear the cackling. I got them scared, shook, panicking. Overseas.
My name is Nicki Minaj, and I'm a monster. I'm a monster. Dungeon dragon, like a dungeon dragon. I got some people that are off your spot. Like, what are you saying? Are you saying you have people in Brooklyn that's going to, like, attack Kim? Like, what are you saying? I'm trying to understand. Kim is from Brooklyn. What are you saying? You put people on? Who did you put on, Nicki Minaj? That's what I want to know.
Yo, hello?
I mean, you heard that, Daryl. So
yo,
I mean,
hold up. Whoa, hold up a second. Whoa, wait a minute. Yo, Yo, Nikki, come on, man. Dungeon Dragon? I mean, come on. I mean, Dungeon Dragon. Come on. That's not original. Come on, Busta Rhymes already ripped that up. You know, Busta Rhymes already got that on the classic, you know what I'm saying? On, you know, that's a classic, man. So, and even if she did try to use that as a hook or the concept, she messed it up. She messed up the whole classic. You know, that was a Busta classic. She done messed it up. She'd been better off doing a techno version or some ambient, you know, drum and bass version of that joint, you know. Then I would have loved it.
I don't know. The track was all over the place. I mean, Nicki Minaj is like sounding like a monster. You know what I mean? She's talking about offing people. She got people to off people. You know, Kim is from Brooklyn. Like, what are you throwing out threats? I'm like, what's going on? Like, you know, you talking about, you know, chicks as bums and stuff. Like, come on. Like, not too long ago, you were sitting on a stoop on a come up. Like, chill out. Be easy. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, this is somebody that paved the way for you to even do what you're doing. You're taking her style. Like, at the end of the day, yeah, you winning, but pay homage. Like, don't be going in. And then why did M do that?
M should not be that desperate to jump on something like that. He should not be that desperate. No, he should never be that desperate to jump on something like that. I don't care, yo. I mean, his company could fall. He could be back to square one. Never, never, never jump on something like that. You know, you earn too much rep. You come too much too far in the industry.
Especially on somebody else's beef. Like, no, M.
And it's corny. I mean, the beat is extremely corny. You know, it's a whack track. You know, but
I'm just saddened. I'm just really saddened. I don't even know what the hell's going on over there, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a sad day in hip hop.
I have a
moment of silence for that one. The moment of silence is over. But
the track that they selected, I can kind of see the sense of humor, the creative sense of humor that they had. You know, it's like, I'm gonna use a whack track and I'm gonna do whatever, just to show my crazy sense of humor, you know, to the people and to the industry, you know. And I kind of feel like going on, like, you know, she could have picked any track. She could have picked a bomb track to the head nodder, you know, the bass is 808 has been booming and all that. She could have really ripped it if she wanted to, but she was like, okay, you know what? I'm just gonna give it to him real crazy, silly like, and just blow it off, you know.
The irritating part for me for Nicki Minaj is the freaking repetitive nonsense sometimes that she says.
Yeah.
Like, how many times did you want to say Dungeon Dragons? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that was real stupid.
Like, for real. Like, I mean, is anybody with me on this? Like, how many times are you going to say Dungeon Dragons in a song? Like, that's the only, if you listen to this song, the only thing you might take from this song is Dungeon Dragons. Like, okay. That was like a really insane song, and you know what I'm saying? I'm really disappointed, you know what I'm saying? And I thought it was going to be some hard stuff, you know what I'm saying? And that's my first time hearing it, so I just expected something harder than that. Now, on an up note with Nicki Minaj, she got a new song called You See Right Through Me right now. Nicki Minaj can slightly sing a little bit. You know, Kim does a little singing a little bit when she wants to a little harmonizing or whatever. But, you know, Nicki Minaj can sing a little bit, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, this song, right, it's like she's going back to her natural self, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, you don't see the extremely big butt. You know, she got a butt reduction. You know what I'm saying? And you know, she don't got the crazy clown makeup on. Her hair's like natural color. She's really natural looking on this joint. And I actually like this song. I would give her a second chance on this song. But all the clown craziness, people are on it. I mean, we can't take it away from her. She has put her mark in the industry. You know what I'm saying? She is getting her bread, but you know what I'm saying? At what cost? She says she's representing for the ladies, as she stated on the BET 2010. You know, when she won her award. But if you representing the women, you know what I'm saying? You know, you should be doing more collabs with females, and then on top of that, you should also not be going at Lil' Kim, when really that's one of the people that paved the way for your situation. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, I mean, it's just a sad situation. I really think that they need to squash the beef, and they need to come out with a Barbie album or mixtape and do it real big and do a tour and stop playing games, man. All this beef is ridiculous, you know?
She should have got with Missy Elliott. Shit, that would have straightened her out. If she would have got with Missy, that would have straightened her out real good. That album would have been hot. The album would have been super hot if she would have hooked up with Missy Elliott. It would have been crazy. If she want to do that crazy, silly shit and still be on point, hook up with Missy. She would be hot, though, because
Missy is on set. Shout out to Missy, my twin. They are on that weird shit, so that would be crazy, though. You know what I'm saying? That would be crazy. But, I mean, Nicki Minaj, you know, and one thing that you know, on the BET Awards 2010, fellas, I don't know if you were able to look at it, but, yo, it wasn't me or maybe I was tripping. Did Nicki look like she ain't had no breasts? I'm like, where's her breasts?
I didn't catch it. I gotta buy my copy. I didn't catch the live version.
Y'all gotta log on to YouTube and check it out. I'm gonna put it on my site. But if you look on her, get her award, she ain't had no breasts. Where did her breasts go all of a sudden?
Well, I was more concerned about what you were saying about the butt reduction thing. I was a little concerned about that.
You was concerned about the butt because you like looking at her butt, son. You like looking at her butt. You ain't want her to reduce the butt talk.
Put the glasses up. Let's have a toast.
For real. That's,
for all the butt lovers out there, let's raise your glasses.
Hey, you know, hey, you can put a glass on that ass when it had the injections in there.
Bless you, crazy.
No doubt.
I'm not the only one. I mean, if y'all were able to catch it, call in at 347-826-7722. You know what I'm saying? Definitely. She ain't had no breasts. Like, where did her breasts? Was she using like silicones or them fake rubbery joints to make them look big? Because I want to know, where did her breasts go all of a sudden? She had ass, but she ain't had no breasts. I just want to know where they went. I'm just saying. But anyway, but I mean, shout out to all the Nicki Minaj lovers out there. Shout out to all the Nicki Minaj lovers out there. But I was very disappointed in that whole situation. You know what I'm saying? I'm a monster. What a rubber with the beat. But anyway, this is Lush Radio Online, man. Just tuned in, logged in, you know what I'm saying? We turned all the way up, and let's get the fuck out of here Fridays, and we're going to go in, and we're going to go into some new music. You know what I'm saying? Rick Ross got a new joint out here. It's called I'm Not a Star, you know what I mean? So we're going to go into that, and we're going to come right back, and we got new music, you know, Fridays, you know what I'm saying? Get the fuck out of here Fridays, Freestyle Fridays, and we got some new music, so stay tuned and stay locked. We're going to have DJ Jay Ronan live in the building with us, you know what I'm saying? For Mix 1820 live in the building, so let's go, Ricky Ross.
Maybach Music.
I'm not a star. Somebody lied, I got a pistol in the car. A 45, if I died today, remember me like John Lennon. Buried in Louis, I'm talking all brown linen. Make all of my bitches tattoo my logo on they titty. Put a statue of a nigga in the middle of the city. Load up the choppers like it's December 31st. Roll up and cock it and hit them niggas where it hurts. Told on my partner and help them crackers, give them 30. I told him I got him, therefore I got it. Motherfucker, take my hand. Pull up to the club, I got a kilo in the car. Black card, but
by this nigga Sticky Ricky. Pull up to the club, I got a kilo in the car. Black card for the nigga, spinning kilos in the bar. I'm not a star. 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 Somebody lied, I spent a million on a car. It come alive, never feed it after dark. Gotta treat it like a gremlin. It's a multi-million dollar motherfucker in it. And I put the blood milli in a minute. I know them people wanna stick me with a sentence. I'm a player, catching bitches like I'm T.O. Trunk full of work, yeah, this nigga think he need now. Three dice dead, grab a nigga 4 kilo. Pinky ring 100 grand, but keep that on the D-Lo. Diddy negotiates in the paperwork to Theo. My niggas never sing if I need him, I go to Neo. Fuck a famous bitch and I treat her just like a CEO. Not even work for shower, just grab me a stick of D.O. Monday for menages and Tuesday I get a trio. And a bitch to get a gift on the strip, she was a P.O. Pull up to the club, I got a kilo in the car. Black card for the niggas, minutes, she knows in the bar. I'm not a star. I'm not a star. I'm not a star. I'm not a star.
So he said he's not a star. So what are you then if you ain't a star? I mean, you're not a star, you're a rock star. What are you? You're not a star? Okay, all right. All right, Rick Ross. Ricky
Ross.
He's
not a star or a CEO.
He's not a star or CEO, then what is he? That's the question tonight. What is he? You know, I mean, I feel like that's kind of contradictory. Aren't you the CEO of Vayback Music? Aren't you a superstar in the rap game? I don't know. Maybe I've lost my mind. I don't know. He's not a star. Guys, somebody explain to me what's going on. Genius, what's going on? Is he a star? What's going on?
No comment on Ricky Ross. No comment.
No comment. No comment.
No comment.
Is he a star?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah, you hear me? Can you hear me, Les?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, I'm about to hit your email in 2 seconds. But getting back to the question, you know, he always got some fire beats right now, you know. And you, one thing I can say about his voice is you know, it's kind of ready for the radio, and everybody likes the way he holler and whatever, do his vocals and all that. So, I mean, you got to give him a little bit of credit for trying to change it up, but I mean, you know, I'm just feeling the beat. The beat is crazy right now. I mean,
I think the track is definitely hot and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to figure out if you're not a star and you're not a CEO, what are you? That's the question. I'm just throwing the salt in the
deep. You know what he's on. You know that Archie Bunker. He in Archie Bunker mode as usual. You know, he said he want to charge you double because it's so white. You already know what it's about to do. You got to read between the lines. You know how he do. On front, you know, the trap boys know what it is, you know. So shout out to all the trap boys holding it down. You know, and I don't think he really into that no more. But, you know, I mean, there's only so far you can still say you doing it like that. I mean, it was cool when you first came out. You was hungry. Your deal wasn't fully what it was now. You know, you got to respect that. But when you getting that real corporate money, I mean, you got to put that down and just go with what you is. Like, I mean, you can't keep holding on to the fact that you out there laying. No, that's real. Like, You gotta bring it back to what it is, man. That's how I feel about the whole situation. Shout out to the whole Maybach Music.
Shout out to all Maybach Music and everything. But yeah. I guess after a certain situation, like after a certain level you get to, and it's right, you have to like basically like, you know, say like that piece alone. That's the same thing with Biggie. When Biggie came out in the situation and everything,
yeah.
when Biggie came out, he basically decided that, you know, he's living a different life now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, you know, when he first came out, he was, you know, he was in the streets. So that's all he could rap about was the streets and stuff and the life he was living and stuff. and everything. And then, you know what I'm saying, once he wasn't in the streets no more, he was talking about the cars, the fame, and the women, because that's the way he was living. You know what I'm saying? So I guess after a certain level, every level you get to, you know, you got to make a transition with your music, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm getting at. And, you know, I just stand up for the people that's coming after him because, you know, he's influencing a lot right now. You know, he's still in the streets with the music like that. And you got to give him credit for that last one. Everybody's still running around here saying them think I'm Big Meech when they not Big Meech. So, I mean, everybody want to be Big Meech right now, so. And they don't even have a clue. I mean, look, you can't be saying these things without Googling and doing the research. Like, how many of them really know who Larry Hoover is, though? See, I got to get to the realness of what it is. You can't keep running around talking about, I think I'm Big Meech Larry Hoover. If you think you them, go do some research and then decide. Like, that's really where I'm at with it right now. I can't be no more real than how many people is running around with their windows down talking about, I think I'm Big Meech and Larry Hoover. But they don't even have a clue of what's the real G-side of that is. They don't got a clue
who
they are.
Some real big-body dudes in the streets, though.
Yeah, man. It's real heavy. It's real heavy. A real heavy situation that I don't really, that's a whole nother show. But you screaming this and you think you are, but you need to research before you want to be. That's all I'm really getting at. Like, you got to do some research while you screaming. I mean, it's okay to scream. Scream them on Google and shit. While you screaming all of that, just go scream on Google so you can really decide, like, who you want to be.
You want to be yourself,
or you want to be Larry Hoover? Oh, Big Meech. That track was fire. I'm talking about the Big Meech track was fire. You know, he had a lot of people screaming that all summer. Up until now, they still doing it. The little babies is doing it, screaming because their mamas is screaming it. You know, and like, hey, my mama want to be Big Meech and Larry Hoover, too. Niggas, mamas, little babies, mamas is talking about Larry Hoover, Big Meech in the car. And now they going to school talking about, I want to be Big Meech, Larry Hoover, instead of getting that math together.
You better get that math and learn how to read.
Get your math together talking about you want it better to be Big Meech, Larry Hoover. Don't even know whose shoes you're trying to be in. How about doing some homework first?
I'm with you there, Guru. I'm tired of people trying to be somebody else in the first place. Be your dad.
There you go. That's it.
Fuck
that's wide open right there. There you go. Yeah, that's get the fuck out of here Friday. That's one on deck. That's going to be mine for later. I can't wait till we get to back to it. Get the fuck out of here Friday, Lush. I'm ready.
Oh, shit. Oh,
I'm
man.
I'm ready.
Oh, my God. We definitely going in tonight, man. I mean, we got a lot of new music in the arsenal and stuff like that, and we got a lot of independent artists. I'm waiting for Google to fly me in that information, but we got some new artist music that I'm about to talk about. But before we get into that, right, I got an issue, okay? And the issue is the whole situation, you know, with all these Republicans getting into office now. Everybody was going rock the vote wasn't even like they did last year, the year before last when Barack got in. Like, he came in with the gimmick, you know what I'm saying, hope and all that stuff, and everybody bought it, you know what I'm saying. Remember, at the same time, our boy is a politician, so politicians is going to say whatever, you know it is. I mean, shout out to Barack, he doing his one too, but at the end of the day, who's not to say he wasn't paid to be the fallback dummy of this whole situation? You going to tell me that this whole situation wasn't planned for him to just basically pacify everybody? Oh, so y'all can't never tell us that y'all ain't had no black president because we gave y'all that. But, I mean, ain't nothing changing, because at the end of the day, he's just part of the executive branch, which is the person that carry out the laws. And the House and the Senate are the ones, the House and the Senate are the ones that basically make the laws. So all he's doing is carrying out the whole situation. So at the end of the day, how can we really blame him? But then he's sitting there coming out to the press conference talking about all I can do is blame myself. Why are you blaming yourself? What can you do, my What can you really do? Like, how are you? You sitting here taking the fall for everything else that everybody else. The whole government system was already messed up before you even jumped in, my dude. You know, so it's like it's going into 2011. We're gonna have a whole bunch of Republicans in there. They already in office. They're gonna be in there. Everything he tried to put past them, they're going to try to freaking veto. And at the end of the day, it's not like they're not vetoing half of the stuff he's doing now. So, like, what's the difference? It's still going to be messed up. Even if the Republicans get in, what are y'all going to do to change anything? Honestly, I think if Hillary went in, it would have been a different situation. Even though she said some racist statements, I think it wouldn't have been so much nonsense going on if she was in there, man. It's just crazy. But, I mean, how y'all feel about the whole situation? Because they were talking about all this impeachment, all this crazy stuff. But I'm like, there's no way you can impeach the president because he hasn't done anything drastic. You know what I'm saying? They just trying to cause him hell. But what y'all feel about it, Bugsy?
Oh, man, that was crazy, man. I was actually looking into that the other day myself, man. But like I tell a lot of people, like they say, man, you know what I mean? A lot of people can't be complaining once shit start getting ugly if they ain't vote, man. Like they say, man, you need to make that part of that change, man. Every voice count, man, you know what I mean? So like they say, don't start complaining now, man, like they done took over, man, because niggas was on the couch being lazy, eating bonbon, watching bullshit TV shows. They should have been out there voting in the booth.
Definitely. And I know my boy Jen is always like talking about politics. So, what you think about it?
I mean, I tell people this all the time. Pay attention to the details. I call it politics, not politics. I mean, it was all done by design. You know what I'm saying? And when you look at the whole situation, even if it was Hillary would have been in the same situation that, you know, Barack is in, because of the simple fact that, you know, when you have these people of power, you know what I'm saying, there's only but so much power they're going to appear to give to a person to make them feel as if they're doing something. And the end is all about, you know, them continuing to race. You said what?
Well, I wanna rebuttal on what you just said in regards to that, but I think she, because of the fact that she already has kind of some weight in already being in, you know what I'm saying, in the government system. Her husband was already a prior president, which she basically helped that dude basically run the country at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, the fact that, you know, we are, even though we try to, like, act like we ignore it, you know, that other skin complexion situation is another situation, too. You understand what I'm saying? So, at the end of the day, even though we already know that the Bush family still has ties, even with Barack being in there, she still would have had a better chance with less nonsense than what's going on right now. They still would have had got her a little play. She would have still played the market with, you know, the other little enemies on the side, which, you know what I'm saying, with the other little, you know what I'm saying, people that's playing against, you know, us as Americans, you know what I'm saying? And she would have had done what she had to do for the minorities and for the people, too, just to even out the situation. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, Hillary was wise. I mean, going all the way back to Whitewater, she was actually the one who wrote a lot of the policies and plans for her husband. But the problem is that, you know, even while in office when her husband was president, you know, Congress, they negated a lot of things that Clinton actually tried to establish and did establish, and that's what they're going to do with Barack Obama. You know, once they, you know, well, they're in office now, you know, they're going to actually repeal every last thing that he attempted to do, which, in fact, actually his plans and policies were for the right. But the problem in that is that's giving up control to them and, you know, the powers of the masses. And they never going to give that up, you know. And the only way we could really, truly, really fix the situation, unfortunately, when you look at every last structure of government and society, whether from the monarchy of a king or democracy, as they say, it's only going to be repaired by destruction. You're going to have to destroy and then rebuild, as opposed to doing it piece by piece, because doing it the way that we actually do it now in our system, which hasn't worked ever, you know what I'm saying, since the beginning of the colony, you know, it's always been swayed towards one classification of people, and that's how it's going to always be. You know, as long as we uphold that Constitution, as they say, and I encourage everybody to actually really learn about the Constitution, you know, and see where it's actually being effective and applied to you in your everyday life, and you'll understand what I'm saying. You know, it doesn't work for us unless we're one of them, and that'll never be the case. You know, in order to really make some change, we got to get enough power and position to really make them less of a threat, where they actually have to work with us, and that's easily possible, because it takes the people in order to be able to do everything. If everybody in the U.S. really got wise enough, you know what I'm saying, to say, you know what, let's really make the change and not even vote for this government, let's vote for a whole new government of change, then they would be forced, you understand what I'm saying, into a situation where they have to make things beneficial for the people as it's supposed to be. But they don't do that.
Definitely. And, Guru, how you feel about the situation?
I think we all need to get together. We need to, like he just, like Genius just stated, be more conscious, be more aware. Now, anytime, I mean, what I've been noticing is, I just seen Giuliani on TV dogging out Obama. He couldn't wait to get in that seat and reach Obama. He was on what's the name show, which is very popular. He was on The View. He was on The View with the Whoopi Goldberg and Barbara Walters, and he used to be on 2020. Barbara Walters was running 2020. Now, what I'm saying is he couldn't wait. The first thing he said was dogging Obama and the health care issue. He couldn't wait to just dig in. Like, he about to run for president. It was my first little, you know, clue. Like, I think he's trying to make a run. But and Barbara Walters had the nerve to get in there and say, like, I'm very good friends with, you know, Giuliani's wife. So this is all her doing.
Yeah, but
you gotta realize, don't realize where the devil is at, yo. You gotta realize that Barbara Walters got horns coming out of her head. And she let Giuliani, I'm not even fucking with Giuliani. You already know
anybody
from New York. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you, because I'm from New York, and I can tell you, Guru. Giuliani from day one, look at where he got his start. He got his start being a lawyer for the mob. He was already about crookedness and corruption from day one. Look at what he did to the city. You know what I'm saying? He didn't benefit the city, not for the people. You know, for Wall Street, yeah, but not for the people. You know,
right.
He's a Republican. So that in itself already tells you where his standpoint
and
his
view is. That's
what
I'm trying to say, man. And Giuliani, he couldn't wait. And there's the opportunity, for anybody who saw that show and saw Giuliani go in, I mean, it was like he could be standing outside with, and Obama could be like Malcolm with the gun, talking about by any means necessary, because they out to get him from that standpoint, because the way he was ripping him. I'm like, yo, Obama better watch himself.
It's like real crazy out here now. It's almost
it's like
they putting hits out on the president, because they freaking like everybody's getting their shots at bashing him. Like, he had to do
the kind of
one
stuff
mistake.
I'm
gonna
tell you the one major mistake that Obama has made, and this is his Achilles heel. You know what I'm saying? From day one, he has not had the support or stood by not one African American, you know what I'm saying, or pro-black institution, you know, in the U.S., period. You know what I'm saying? His focal point is appeal to all of the other masses and races, but you have never once heard him discuss or say anything in reference to our people, you know what I'm saying, and he has never stood by And I'm not knocking him because what he's trying to do is play a new position.
Well, you know, like I said, before
he
went into office, though, I said that once again, once you get the politician and he played on the emotions of the minorities, at the end of the day, he's like, yo, I'm in office. I don't owe y'all nothing at the end of the day. You know what I mean?
But yeah, look at his background. He came in with the support of Wall
Street.
You know, look
That's
who
right.
funded him from day one was Wall Street. Look who his friends are. Look at his circle. And your friends represent the character of you. His friends aren't us. His friends are the people of Wall Street. You know what I'm saying? This man sit down with Warren Buffett and a whole list of other people. He did this before even becoming senator. You know what I'm saying? So when you really look at the big picture, you know, you're going to say to yourself, oh, man, okay, so
Obama
that means when he
got
an office, he's going to be a
pocket. Obama got Fortune 500 people in his pocket. So, I mean, he ain't worried about nothing right now, really. He's playing that whole role of looking like he all disturbed and all that stuff. I'm not buying it. I think your man is getting paid some high money on the sideline. So I'm not even falling for that whole situation. I can't have sympathy for him because he ain't do nothing for African Americans, honestly. You know what I mean? He gave a lot of tax breaks to certain people too. I don't feel like, you know what I'm saying? I don't feel like there's a whole, like, I should have sympathy for him because at the end of the day, like, that whole hope situation, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we all believed it because everybody was tired. What can you do when all hope is lost but buy onto something that seems like it's going to be hope? You know what I'm saying? You know, it's just
crazy.
The real
side to the bid to where he gave the first bailout that with the big business that I encourage everybody to watch the movie Wall Street, you know, because all of that money went to the banks, you know what I'm saying? And to Wall Street, not to the people. And when you do something like that, that in itself tells you already, you know what I'm saying, where their standpoint is. What about the people whose houses was about to be foreclosed, you know what I'm saying, who was laid off and struggling? You bailing out companies, you know, and that money was supposed to have been given actually to help those people, and they didn't give out not one loan, you know what I'm saying, and it was by law supposed to have been done, and they did that legally. You know what
yeah,
I'm
but
saying?
You know
what? Where was the bailout for the common
the news,
person?
On the news, they made it seem like all these people got help, but ain't nobody get help. You know what I'm saying? All of this stuff is just a straight facade. You know what I'm saying? And they think that we just sitting here, sitting by, looking around like we stupid, doing the same systematic situation. But we already see what's really going on. It's a game. This was all premeditated. The whole rise and fall of America, same situation like, you know what I'm saying, the Great Depression, all of this is all a freaking situation that has already been planned, has already been written, and has already been stated. They plan this whole situation out. It's not nothing new. If you go into the ties of Obama and everybody that he deal with, it's a lot of people that we kind of don't rock with at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Like, Republicans already always had a ties in, you know, what's going on with the situation. They can sit here and play this whole role with Democrats and all this situation, but Republicans got a big play in the whole situation. And they're part of the Fortune 500 companies that's supporting this nonsense. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so it is what it is, man. It's a situation. The only way we can make change is if we band together, you know what I'm saying, all the people that have the radio, all the people that deal with the independent media, and let's come together and expose this whole phoniness, man. All of this is fake. It's a facade. It's a game they're playing, and people is buying into it, you know? We got our boy Y.Loyal B. If you're just joining us right now, we're talking about the whole situation with all the Republicans in office. 2011 is going to be a Republican's house. And, you know, why Obama decided that he basically wants to take the fall for the situation and say, oh, I'm just going to blame myself for everything that happened. How you going to blame yourself? Y.Loyal B., what you think about that?
Oh, you know, hey, with them politics, here we go.
Here we go. Politics, let's go.
Yeah. Actually, at the end of the day, it just proves, I mean, one thing and one thing only. No matter how successful us as individuals get as a minority, it's always going to be a white man's world. You know what I'm saying? No matter what the hell we do to succeed and over-exceed, they always going to find a way, you know what I'm saying, to make it be to their benefit. I mean, do I agree with everything Obama did? Nah, I mean, you ain't going to agree with everything. I don't think we all agreed everything when your mama told you growing up. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I can say this is going to be a very scary situation. I'll say that.
It's going to be very scared. Be very scared. We got a caller from the 347 live in the building on Lush Radio Online. What's poppin'? We talking about Obama and the whole situation with the Republicans being in office and not getting that much support. It seemed like a lot of people was going after him. Giuliani has been taking shots at him, you know what I'm saying? And he goes and he says, man, all I can do is blame myself. What you think about that, 347?
Yeah.
What's your name?
I don't know. I think that they should give him a little bit more time, man. He came into a really, really twisted situation already from the door. It's like, what do you expect this dude to do? Is he supposed to walk on water? The man can't walk on water, you know, and it's going to be bumps along the way, but give the man time, y'all. Give him his 4 years. You know, if he ain't do it in 4 years, then don't vote for him again. But let him at least try to do something, you know?
Definitely. You know what I mean? Definitely give him, you know, a chance. But I'm like, at the end of the day, this is a whole plan that was made by these people. You know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody thought Obama was going to be the savior. But real talk, like, I mean, he's a politician. Like,
yeah, and a human being at that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's what I mean. Like, get it. First of all, like, nobody, I don't know, I can't think of anybody that could probably just come in and just change it, just move his hand and change it, unless he's God, you feel me? So either way, like, whoever it is going to take them a minute to do it. You can make all the plans in the world that you want to do. Okay, cool, but it's all about who executes their plan quicker, I guess.
But at the end of the day, people just didn't give him, like, a realistic chance on when he was going to change. Like, and honestly, realistically, we know how, if everybody goes to school, and this is what they teach us in school, that basically the legislative branch is the one that creates the laws, right? Which is the House and the Senate. The executive branch is the one that carries out the laws, and the judicial branch is the ones that basically serve punishment, and basically if you don't follow the laws, you go get judgment with the situation, right? Okay. So if we know he's just a puppet that carries out the laws, he's a middleman in the situation, how can we really blame this dude when it's the House and the Senate that make the majority of the rule? You know what I'm saying? What can he really do but stand there and be their little puppet and they tell him what he got to do and what he can't do?
Yeah.
He really don't have no pull, for real.
Which one of them did, though? But who did? But you think Bush was reporting to somebody too. They all reporting to somebody. You know what I'm saying? To me, the whole shit is retarded. The whole shit. I mean, there's really nothing that they say vote and this, that, and the third, and you can your voice be heard. But on some real shit, like, all you doing is continuing the cycle, because for real, they all the same, yo. I don't trust none of them, to be honest with you.
Definitely.
None of them, but true. I mean, still, you get to do the benefit of the doubt. Me, I'm trying to get to do the benefit of the doubt. Maybe it is because he's black, you know what I'm saying? Other people write with you. Maybe it is. Maybe I'm like, yo, you know, let me get home me a chance. You feel me? Like, this has never happened before. It'd be ill if he pulls out in the fourth quarter. You know what I'm saying? But it didn't happen, you know. Get the man some time. Let him do what he got to do.
I mean, it's just a whole bunch of nonsense, man. And if you're just joining us today, is this my boy, Bad C, a.k.a.
Yeah, yeah.
Nicholas Cage? You know what I'm saying?
I'm
just trying to make sure we got the man with the plan, the man of the hour live in the building. This one of our guest co-hosts tonight. Yeah, we talking about some real situations tonight. So let's give him some love on Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you. Yeah. What's good,
Lux? Ain't nothing much, man. You live with my homies, man, live on the line. Everybody say what up to Nicholas Cage, a.k.a. Bad C, live in the building. You got Guru in the building, Genius,
yeah.
Bugsy, and Why That Lil B.
What's good, y'all?
What up, man?
Thanks for the birthday shout-out. Thanks for the birthday shout-out, Nicholas Cage.
Come on,
that's
man.
My man.
You already know, I did a thing for you, boy.
Yeah.
Word up. Mine's coming up a couple months.
That's what's up. 3 months.
Word up. Nigga getting old out here in these streets, man. Word up. Nigga, I'm about to have a cane in a minute, man.
Word up.
I'm about to have a cane out here in a minute. What's good, though, Lush?
Ain't nothing much, man. You know, early in the show, we was talking about the whole situation of Kim going back and forth with Nicki Minaj. You played the new joint with Eminem and joint, and that joint sound all over the place. And I just kind of felt sad and that M was even on that joint. And I was like, yo, like, you paved the way for Lil' Kim? Like, what are you saying? You talking about you got people that come and body people in Brooklyn? Like, what? Like, I'm like, huh? Some crazy stuff going on. Like, why is there all this beef? Well, really, y'all should be doing a Barbie mixtape and getting some money and stop this stupidity. All she really wanted was you to pay homage, because real talk, you did kind of like, you know what I'm saying, take some similarities to her style, for real. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, she winning, and it's a popular culture. You know what I'm saying? So people be going with the popular people. Everybody is a dick rider out here. You know what I'm saying?
To be honest, though, I haven't heard the record. Like, I haven't heard
I got that for you. I got that for you, though.
Yeah, I haven't really been listening to anything lately. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, but I heard about it. I heard that she was throwing shots or whatever. If she was, okay, cool. That's whatever. But Kim need to step it up. Whoever, Kim, come on, man, for Brooklyn, Kim. Kim, take her head off, Kim. Take her head off, Kim. One good time. But the thing is, Nicki nice though. Nicki nice, and Kim know it. She know, man. She know. Everybody knows it. Like, you can hate on Nicki all day, but Nicki nice, y'all. She can rap. So.
I mean, listen though. Okay, the commercial stuff. I know the commercial stuff she doing or whatever. Now, before she got into the game, I thought she was nice. Now, she got into the game, and it's some repetitive. Some of the stuff is just, like, really crazy.
Yeah.
It sounds like
she
some
work.
Nonsense.
She at work, but she at work. You know what I'm saying? That's what she's doing. She at work, but she laid the groundwork, and we know that she can rap. Like, it's like graduating. You know what I'm saying? She just graduated from high school early. That's all. Big did the same shit. Big did the commercial shit, but we already knew the nigga was nice when the groundwork he put down. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can't look at that. She at work. She getting money.
The situation with Biggie was different. When he first came out, he rapped about his street life when he was in the streets. After he stopped being in the streets, you can't talk about that no more. He talked about the cars and the women because that's what he was dealing with at the time.
Yeah, but you know the worst thing though is when an artist comes out and really really pops and they really have no talent at all. That's the worst thing. Like for me. It's wild because she popped, but she has talent. Like, you see she got talent. Like, she's a gimmick now. She's got to milk that. Who wouldn't? Like, who like, real talk. I'm saying she got to – they found a lane for her that nobody – if they came out with another chick right now, they'd be hard-pressed. Like, everybody's scrambling to get a chick right now in the business. All the big dogs on the low. Like they trying to find something to combat Nicki because she got that Barbie shit. It's a gimmick. I know. Like, it's for the kids, though. She winning with that. Like,
I mean,
if you over 30 years old and you bumping
Nicki. It's not even for the kids. Like, she got the dykes. She got all of the gays. She got the freaking trannies. She got the regular niggas.
She's winning.
She got everybody.
She's winning, yo. She's winning.
She got people that got freaking shrines of her and tattooing her on their bodies.
Yeah,
like,
you're right. But the thing
serious.
Is, the good part about it is that she could rap, though. So I ain't mad. Like, yo, at least you can rap.
I mean, really, I would rather hear her rap her real shit versus this crazy stuff. But I understand people got to play the role. She is winning now. But at the
maybe
end
we'll
of the day,
maybe we'll see it on her next album. Maybe we'll see that on her next album, and she show growth. Like maybe they do it with her like that. Cause you know Wayne and them niggas ain't stupid. They not stupid. They coming out. Him and Drake coming out with an album. I heard. Like we ain't see that coming.
Drake did his album and that joint flopped though.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but what I'm saying is them two together, it's stupid. It's retarded. It's for the kids.
It is crazy because we were just talking earlier too about
I
remember
ain't
when
that
Pat.
Shit.
No, remember when they had you crazy, remember when they had the draft pick and they had, like, you know, all the freshman class and they had Wale and all these cats, and these cats ain't even where they supposed to be after Drake came through. Drake came and just messed everybody up because he came out the woodwork, but even though he had his little Nickelodeon money, he came out the woodwork and kind of like Wale's not getting as much as Drake is getting a feature on a jump off.
You know what I'm saying? You know who's coming close? J. Cole.
J. Cole is winning. That's because
Hov got his hands on that. But that's what I'm saying. It's like the young nigga light skinned rapper role has to be filled by one of the big dogs. So best believe everybody's looking for one. Like, real talk.
You kind of light-skinned a little bit over there, though, see?
I'm not young. I'm a grown-ass man in this shit. Like, they can't rate me. Like, I know what it is. So they would hate me. They would hate me. Like, Hov wouldn't fuck with me. He'd be like, yo, this nigga know too much. You feel me?
Real talk.
Word up. Like, and so salute him. That's what's up. I do my thing. Intelligently Ignorant drops November 30th. On iTunes or everywhere, you know.
Yeah, that's what it is, though.
Yeah, it's Hov,
you know. I got the baddest chick rocking my chain, you know what I'm saying, Hov for life. Hov's my favorite rapper, though.
That's my favorite rapper, though, you know. But, hey, man.
This is another thing I want to talk about, too, tonight, y'all. What's up with these cats that is overstaying? They overstand the limit. Like I mean, we don't put an age on hip hop, right?
Yeah.
But real talk, if you saying you retiring, my dude, it's time for you to put the next man up. Like, how many people did my dude sign to his label before he started getting J. Cole and Willow and all them? And that he just shitted on. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, then sat there and just been a tax write off. You know what I'm saying? And signed to these situations, like. And you keep saying you going to retire. Then if you going to retire, why you ain't put them people up and set them up? Any one of them niggas, you know how many people been signed to Rockefeller and the Rock Nation, that whole situation, and never got on?
You know what's crazy, though? Like that whole situation, from what I hear, he does bad business. He's bad with people. You know what I'm saying? But as a fan of the music, every time he drops, the shit is hot. I don't give a fuck. I just want to hear the nigga rap. I don't care when he stops. It don't matter. Yo, if the niggas that he's putting on ain't as nice or nicer, it ain't their fault. The whole shit
I'm saying, but
turn his shit down. He nice. Like,
he couldn't stop Beans from coming out. Beans was one of the hottest dudes under Detroit.
But you know what the problem was with Beans? Like, I love Beans. Beans is one of my favorite rappers. But we all know that at that time, Beans was too street, man. Like, he could not shake it. It's mad niggas like that in the game that will never get on in any way, shape, or form because everywhere they go, they mean mugging everybody. Come on, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And real talk, Beans a real nigga. A lot of niggas was probably shook behind that nigga, yo. Real talk
yo,
in the
Beans
game.
Beans really will crack your head open like
yeah,
Beans don't.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, why even, it's hard to sell that, no matter how dope the music is.
Oh, yeah, I feel you on that. But that's what I'm saying, like, out of the whole Beans from coming out, because besides Jay, Beans is the only one that dropped a good few albums. Like, Bleak ain't dropped, M.O.P. ain't dropped, Mill ain't dropped, Bath Gates, Cheetah King, like, the list go on. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, man. I think at that time, when they started signing all them acts, I think that's when him and Dane started I think that's a him and Dane thing, man. Like, I think he wanted to detach himself from situation. I don't know the nigga. Like, I don't know. I don't know.
He can't speak personally.
Who cares? Like, the music is still hot, like, to this day. Like, that Blueprint 3, I don't care what nobody say, that shit lyrically perfect, bro.
That's no art.
Switch, at 40. Like, come on, man. Like, you might as well keep going. Like, why stop?
What I'm just saying, man. Come on, man.
I feel less too though.
Hold up. That's just like Brett Favre, okay? Shout out to my man Brett Favre. I like him. He's a great football player and everything. You know what I'm saying? He got his third win at like 30, 40 something, and he can still rock any one of these young dudes. But come on, Brett. Like, chill out, man.
But the Brett be getting his head knocked off. Brett get his head knocked off every Sunday. He gets hurt up every Sunday. Where's Hov getting hurt at? He's not even getting hurt. Every time he drops, he's doing more numbers. Like, well, you might as well. These niggas is trash. Like, yo, real talk, nobody's fucking with that nigga, lyrically. So all these little niggas, all these little, it don't matter. Like, where they from, the shit don't matter. Like, I'm glad because this nigga from Brooklyn, New York is killing it. Still.
Hey, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
There's nothing you can tell a person about their favorite artist.
I love him when he first came out, when he was shooting all this other craziness, man. You know what I'm saying? But that's my situation. But it's a whole nother story. We talking about the society situation on another tip. We're going to get into this hot or not music, but the last thing I want to talk about was basically you know, transitioning into this new hip-hop nation. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is this hip hop nation? Is there a label for it? What is it? You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about that in a few, but I'm going to go into this hot or not music because I got some music in the arsenal. We're going to go ahead and play this joint. Basically, I want to know what you think about it. If it's hot or not, if it's hot, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you smack it up, flip it up, rub it down. Oh, no. But if it's garbage, throw it in the garbage and take a shit on it. And if it's lukewarm, it's lukewarm. That's cosign for my man Buggy. Y'all already know what it is, man. So we're going to go into this joint from B-Bonds. What did I do? Is it hot or not?
Okay. I'm at an 80% success rate right now. Yeah. Get this off my chest.
I never played a rap, I never acted bad.
Let's go.
Said
goodbye to the music, but the flow got me. It's my life, and I ain't changing that for nobody. I'm old school, Cadillac with the old body. Two revolvers in the trunk and an old shoddy. They say a warm heart will leave you with a cold body. My advice, don't fall in love with nobody. If friendships don't exist, that's ignorance. I've been betrayed, please excuse my belligerence. So fuck it, yo, I'm the bad guy. Nah, don't make it so fly, we gon' let them die slow. We just go paralyzed, I'ma let the time go. This game ain't for me, dog. I'm too much of a G dog. And fucking with you peons, that ain't where I belong. I'm too strong. People jealous of your boy, but I ain't mad at it. And let me know whatever I do, I'm bad at it. I'm talking bad like rebel shit, all black on. Holding up my horns, I'm feeling devilish. Rewind the last sentence, go and find the predicates. I'm the asshole, you don't really want a better gift. Don't want to be a pessimist, but you fake niggas leaving all the evidence. Y'all will be the death of this. Meanwhile, living life that's effortless. Polo, king, diamonds on my necklace. Financially, I'm a get money specialist. Nothing like a pit, but you should see the way I check a bit. I'm just a moolie on a mission, putting fear in you. More like a movie, I belong in the theater. I'ma clear it up. You're a nobody, your life got no equity. You need some help with your cash, get your luck straight. I got some Katy Perry in the truck to get your buck straight. But enough with the dope talk, let's save face. Let's talk about how I came and I made space. In a room with no room, my Bogart. People say it's so hard till you go so calm. And I'm so calm, so gangster. The way I be grilling niggas and I don't even know drum. I'm being me, I don't
don't wish a nigga no harm, but if it be what it be, for so long, I'm so gone, every bar hit like a crowbar, I'm hot like I'm rapping with my coat on, no time to prolong, this is something to go on, I'm like a Tom Brady pass, nigga, go long, as I go on, y'all niggas go wrong, let's see who's here when the smoke's gone, no cipher, but I be E.T., y'all niggas, y'all know a nigga nice, America.
That's B-Boss right there. What did I do? Is it hot or not, or is it lukewarm? Let me know, man. Ow. Guru, was it hot or not or lukewarm?
Yo, I'm Jersey all day, man. That's my dude. Y'all know I'm promoting him heavy on Twitter. And, you know, for the most part, that was just a freestyle, just a little warm-up for what y'all going to hear. I know y'all done heard a little bit about the comeback three. So, you know, the joint is hot, man. I just told him, you know, he just went in for a couple of minutes, just a preview for what's going to be on the Redemption LP. You know, so we really want y'all to go ahead and support the dude, man. It's Jersey all day. That's my G. That's what it is right now. I mean, I'm already impartial. I'm already biased.
You don't, if you don't right count then. Hold on.
Y'all already know.
Genius, how you feel about that? Hot or not or lukewarm?
I think the track, I think it's all right. I think I would definitely want to hear something else from him. You know what I'm saying? To be able to give a better, you know, a better judgment of it. I mean, I think the track is cool. So, you know, I'm gonna say neutral. You know, so I say lukewarm, but. You know, I definitely want to see what direction he go in or something else.
That's what's up. And why that little be hot and not a lukewarm?
I think it's hot though. I like his delivery. You know, just delivery calm. No, so I really dig it. I like it.
Definitely. And Bugsy, hot and not a lukewarm?
Oh, I'm gonna give him the hot, man. But I want to say it's a small world. I've been rocking with him since MySpace, you know what I mean? And it's crazy to find out that Guru rocking with him like that, man. You know what I mean? So it's definitely a salute movement right there, man. He's definitely been on his grind for a hot minute. So, you know, I give him the H.
Wow. That's what's up, man. So that's definitely what it is. So shout out to B Bonds and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I give the joint a hot and stuff. I give the joint a hot. I definitely want to hear more stuff from him. We got another joint, a new joint from Torch. This is courtesy of DJ Instinct. Shout out to DJ Instinct. He doing what he do. Follow him on the Twitter. This joint right here is from Torch. I don't care hot or not or lukewarm. Let's go.
Even though I walk through the valley of death, I shall fear no fear, cause God is with me.
Lord, grant me the serenity to accept my many beats, the courage to squeeze and the wisdom to know my enemies. Me against the world, how I feel at times. Bleed, you try me, that's the killer's mind. State only the facts when you listen deep. You hear a blessing or a message every time I speak. Why you looking at me all crazy? Ain't nobody hiring, I'm selling D all crazy. You don't grind, you don't eat, look at me, y'all lazy. Niggas always trying to get something for free, now I pay. My kids can't eat favors and rent going up. By all means to survive, praying God know what's up. This killer be killed, nobody need a reason, I'm the chosen one. Yeah, they even died of cheese.
Every day is a rainy day, and it's hard for me to maintain, so I sit and pray. The Lord knows my name, but the devil knows it too, so I know that I gotta change. God, it's a dirty game, and the way they got us living, man, they know they should be ashamed. Pain, all we know is pain. Tell me what we gotta do for a little change. They don't really think about, they don't really know about, they don't really care about, they don't really care about us. Think about, they don't really know about, they don't really care about, they don't really care about us. Think about, they don't really know about, they don't really care about, they don't really care about us. Think about, they don't really know about, they don't really care about, they don't really care about us.
Lord, no, I ain't perfect. Nah, I don't wanna walk around strapped, Lord, but ain't no choice. The valley of death, my backyard, I'm back, y'all. The streets keep calling my name, fuck the fame, give me the money, shit'll drive you insane. Hey, the sun don't mean nothing without the rain, and pleasure wouldn't be the same without the pain.
wanna talk, but don't nobody wanna bang bang. Bang, niggas lame. Can't make a dollar blow out your motherfucking brain. Shit got to change. I'ma go about shooting before I live like a fucking slave. They don't really think about, they don't really know about, they don't really care about, they don't really care about. Think about, they don't really know about, they don't really care about, they don't really care about. Think about, they don't really know about, they don't really care about, they don't really care about. Think about, they don't really know about, they don't really care about, they don't really care about. Every day is a rainy day, and it's hard for me to maintain. So
yeah, that was Torch right there. Don't care, I don't care. Torch from Triple C's right there. I want to get your feedback. This Hot or Not Fridays. Let me know if it's hot or not, or if it's lukewarm, like my man Bugsy says. You already know what it is. We back on the line. Future Guru 100, man. Was that hot or not? Torch from Triple C's. What you think, man?
Yeah, I'm back on the beat right now, man. I was much more mesmerized by the beat than the lyrics, man. But shout out to Torch Triple C's and the whole situation over there with Maybach. My man do got skills, you know. I just want to hear more of the album. You know, I know he grinding. You know, was a big fan of his since, you know, the first, you know, Rick Ross album, because I was loving the fact that Rick Ross brought some New York cats to the game. And I'm going to leave it right there because, you know, there's some New York cats out here that's hungry, and shout out to the whole Feed the Wolves movement. Shout out to the whole Torch movement. And we doing what we do, man. Y'all already know I'm on deck with that Bang and Smurf situation. So, I mean, we're going to do our thing, man, regardless. I support Torch. You know, them cats is coming out with them beats, man. What can I tell you, man? I'm going to give it a hot.
Genius, hot or not?
You get a hot for me. Like, ooh, I got to say, the beat is fire, you know what I'm saying? The delivery, you know, the delivery is all right, you know what I'm saying? I'm definitely feeling it. I give it a hot.
My boy, Y.LoyalB, Ohio, what up? What you think about that?
Yeah, I'm giving it the all caps HOT. I dig Torch, man. He on fire. That's nice. I got the Triple C's. They're going in.
What you think about that, Bugsy?
Well, shit, man, I'm gonna have to agree with the panel, man. Get at the Capitol. You know what I mean? It's radio ready. You know what I'm saying? Pete was knocking, so you already know. You put that in the car and just make it do what it do.
That's what it is. We got a caller from the 908 live in the building. That looks like another Jersey number. Jersey, what it do, baby? Tell us your name, where you calling from. Was you able to hear that Torch joint? Was it hot or not or lukewarm?
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. Y'all know I'm always in the building with y'all.
What up, boo-boo?
What's up? What's going on? Shout out to Future Guru 100. Shout out to everybody over there. I definitely did get a chance to listen to it, and I give it the hot. It was real. I liked the beat. It was flyer. You know, he was real comfortable in that situation. He didn't trip over himself, and he wasn't talking about no BS. So I definitely give it an H right there.
That's what it is. Salute to Diva Mary Kay, and thanks for the kind words on Twitter. You made a tear come out of my eye. I felt mad emotional. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I got the baddest chick rocking my chin. You know what I'm saying, ho?
You already know. You already know. She definitely got the baddest chick rocking her chain, and it's even Mary Kay. We going hard for the team, baby, and we definitely going to be shouting you out tonight on Frontline Fridays. Because Rush is a frontliner, y'all better know.
Definitely, thank man. Put the information out there for your show so people can check that out tonight and everything.
Oh, it's Frontline Fridays. You can check it out. East Coast 9 p.m. to 10 and West Coast 6 p.m. to 8 is at www.blogspotradio.com/DivaSpotENT. Or you can call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We're making it happen over there.
Definitely. And don't forget that y'all can listen to Lush Radio online at E2K. magazineonline.com. Check that out. You know what I'm saying? It's one of the websites that we designed over here on our side. Also, you can check us out on RIP Radio Network. We're going to be having syndication on there. Check us out at Soul Pitch Media. And also check us out, you know what I mean, on indiehiphop.net. Definitely it's a lot of our affiliates that we definitely rock with. And check out our affiliates on www.lushradioonline.com. Check us out on honeymanagement.net. You can check us out on there also. We got another joint. This is courtesy of DJ J Ronan. You know what I'm saying? One of the DJs going in from Brooklyn all day, every day. We definitely love him to death. And shout out to all my Scorpios out there. Stop getting freaky tonight. Stop getting freaky tonight. Shout out to my Scorpios, man. Shout out to Guru. Shout out to DJ Chubby Chubb. His birthday was like on Wednesday. Shout out to Busy B, the Chief Rocker from Wild Styles. Also shout out to Darnell from Capital Magazine, the CEO from there. Shout out to all my people that got their birthdays in November. I love them sexy Scorpios, man. But anyway, Rusty Jux, Rap Assassins featuring Kill Bill and Kill and Sav Kills right here. Hot or not or lukewarm, let me know what the business is. Let's go. Definitely That was Rusty Jux. We want to get back and get everybody back on the line. If you're listening right now, you're listening to Lush Radio Online, your number one spot where we always make it hot. And shout out to all the Scorpios out there. We definitely love you and we definitely support what you got going on. And we're going to continue to support you. And definitely shout out to everybody that's having their birthdays, you know what I'm saying, that's having their birthdays and everything like that. And, you know, and if they having a party, somebody invite me because I'm trying to come through. I'm actually going to be checking out Busy B's exclusive celebrity birthday party that's going to be going on in November. I'll be checking that out. Don't forget, we got the mixtape coming out, the 2011 draft pick. So check for that. Independent artists sending your music to CEO LushRadioOnline @gmail.com or FutureGuru100. We're going to be having DJ J Ronan actually hosting the mixtape for us. And we're working on trying to get a couple of names on there. I ain't going to reveal the names, but we're working on a couple of names. All the music got to be clean, so holla at us. Guru, what you think about that joint? How to not reform?
That shit was grimy. I just, you know, it's some tracks that, you know, you might like because it might take you back in the day, like when you was out there getting it in. So, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I was listening to the lyrics, and that joint might get you hurt in the club or some hype shit. So, y'all better watch it when you go out there, man, and be ready. You know, Cash has got you on the radar. They doing their homework on you. Watch where you're walking.
Definitely.
Watch where you're walking, my G's.
So is that a
hot
or not?
It was grimy. I like the grimy shit, so I'm going to keep it real. I'm being me, so, I mean, I'm on it. Yeah, I want to hear it again. I will pump that. I will play that. Yeah.
Okay, that's what's up. Genius, was it hot or not, or lukewarm?
Man, I got to say hot, and shout out to Rusty Jux and the whole Duck Down, you know what I'm saying, and the whole BK for that. I mean, like Guru, that takes you back to the block days, fuck that all day. But, yeah, be careful in the club if you ain't about it like that, for real, though.
Definitely. Why that little be hot or not, or lukewarm?
Yo, it definitely ain't that Drake singing shit, so I'm on that.
Yeah, right?
That's that hood shit right there.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Yeah, crazy, man. That's how to not a lukewarm crazy. You off the hook, man. Okay. I got my boy Bugsy. Bugsy, was that how to not a lukewarm?
Oh, I'm gonna get at the hot, man. You can definitely see that getting played in the whip, man, bumping through the system. You already know how that go. But
right.
I gotta shout out to everybody on the line, man. Jaja said, shout out to everybody that's up on here. She's gonna try to call in, so you know that's love for y'all right there.
Yeah.
Tell Jaja call in. You know, tell her, we love her to death. You know what I'm saying, with her alien song and everything. I love her. Tell her call in. She always got love over here, man. I need to get an exclusive for her on the new mixtape that we doing for this for December and stuff. She need to come through and stuff. Tell her call in.
Most definitely will.
I'm gonna tell you that Bugsy is a super fan of Jaja. You hear me? He loves
with
him.
You already know. So you already know. That's why I really want to have to say what I really wanted to say on that Nicki Minaj situation, because, you know, Jaja getting on that ass, nigga. So it is what it is.
We got a new song from Nas. You know Nas producer Rod Digger and Asher Roth and a lot of big names. So Nas got a new joint called Nobody Somebody. That's exclusive from your boy, the one and only DJ Instinct. Shout out to him. So we're going to play that joint, Hot or Not a Lukewarm. Let's go.
Coach is 6, 88 keys, my man Knox. I'm tired of the industry always picking my pocket, and I don't want to end up somebody's picking a locket. Somebody's lost love, somebody's once was, somebody's damn he should have, because somebody wants love, somebody's damn he went too early, so
somebody's tattoo, somebody's do the right thing, he's looking down at you. Somebody's cuddle a bed, somebody's damn, he died because he got involved in somebody's muddled affair. I want to be somebody that nobody has to mention, respected for my talent but doesn't need the attention. I could be the 12th man, lace him up and move on. No need to be first, my name isn't who's on. I'm keeping a list of all of those I gotta prove wrong. I could win a race without even putting my shoes on, because racing is less about a quick start and more about preparation, about pacing. Always looking forward, never about facing, always focusing on whatever I'm now chasing and letting go of my past, even if it takes every last gasp and it's clearly out of my grasp. Nobody, somebody, nobody, somebody, nobody, somebody, nobody, somebody. Let me try to explain it. I want you to understand that I'd rather have a hater way more than another fan. Listen, I appreciate everybody that loves me, but I can relate to the hate more because that was me. On the outside of the industry that's peeking in, I would act cool, but jealousy was deep within. I say deep, I mean beneath the skin grim. From the minute I awoke into the moment I'm asleep again, it was eating me, beating me down, pinning me, looking but couldn't see the difference between them and me. So I consider them my enemy. It's funny how things change. On this side of the glass, everything's strange. So now my motive is to show them the food chain's changed. The lower on the totem, the kid's climbing rungs with his tongue. The war's surreal, hit a pen and pad and places the sword in the shield. So I came in a fiery blaze, they deem me a sleeping giant, but I'd rather be a midget wide awake because them dreams turn to nightmares here. But don't take my words highly, sincerely yours, nobody. Nobody, somebody, nobody, somebody, nobody, somebody, nobody, somebody.
But somebody to hate, I'd rather be that somebody that nobody denies that he's great. Great. Somebody's know how to bake the cake, while nobody's don't know the ingredients. 88 to Bobby Boufflé, whip it up with samples and drums straight from the cupboard. I'll crank the bass while pausing heat up the oven. Bro, turn it up to 550 to burn the hatred on. Everybody won't respect, but nobody taking the walk on. Somebody please, tell these nobodies the real boom bap is back and real active. Long as I'm walking and breathing, hip hop is attractive. I make it look good. Extreme makeover kits in a backpack for the hood. I'm a somebody that's hoping them nobodies would stop. Where I'm from, hip hop lives. My legacy will live on throughout my kids and their kids when I'm gone.
Nobody, somebody, nobody, somebody, nobody, somebody, nobody, somebody.
Nobody, somebody, man. We playing that joint right now, you know what I'm saying? Somebody's nobody, nobody's somebody, you know what I'm saying? Knots. Hot or not or lukewarm, baby. Cool, what you think? Hot or not lukewarm? What up?
Guys, lukewarm. Lukewarm all day. I'm giving it that looky-looky. I like that beat, though. I ain't gonna front. I like that beat. I like that beat. That's just good. Yo, we having some hot beef tonight. But, y'all, sometimes just step your game up. Step your game up.
That's what's up. Genius, what you think about that? Hot or not a lukewarm?
Well, I'm in agreement with Guru. I like the beat because it's something different. The delivery was kind of different, you know, but like you said, I think you can do a lot better than that. So I'm going to have to agree with the lukewarm.
Okay, all right. Why that little B? Hot or not a lukewarm?
Hey, I'm different on this one, y'all. I'm thinking that boy hot. I fucked with it.
Mm-hmm.
The beat hot. Like, I like the delivery because it's different. You know what I'm saying? It's a standout type. You got a standout type flow. College kid. I fuck with it.
That's what it is. And Bugsy, hot or not a lukewarm?
Oh, I'm going to have to go with the Luke on this one. Like they say, the beat's hot. And the only thing with the delivery is, I just say, like, he could have just delivered it a little bit better. You know what I mean? It's good that it's different, but it could have been a little better different if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, I definitely get what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
Man, I get this joint get hot. I like the joint. I can't help. I love all not stuff. I'm far sure I love all hot not stuff. I really like this joint. And you know, that's just me. I like it.
That's what we here for.
I get, You know, I like it, you know what I'm saying? And it's basically, you know what I'm saying, we all want to just basically, you know what I'm saying, give, you know, feedback on how the stuff is because, you know, they always need that to know what they need to change and different stuff like that. So I definitely like this joint. I got this joint from this artist named K.I. We had him before. He did it's called Old School Cool, and it took me back to this old school situation. But now he got a new song called Drippin'. I want to know what y'all think about this joint, if it's hot or not, or lukewarm, dripping.
From the bed to the table, to the living room, I'm lying, and the ankle
yeah. She said she loved the way I go hard when I want it. So she play hard to get and try to make me waste the morning. But I ain't got no patience with her when it comes to waiting. And she knows that, so she loves when the brothers take it. Stop playing with me, girl, come here. I got something that I wanna tell ya. Ain't really gotta say too much, but four words, let me smell ya. Put your hair up, put your head back, relax, lay back, let me take a whiff. Caramel skin smells so sweet, when you chin to your feet, let me take a lick. Get you so excited, to the point where you just can't fight it. Uh-oh, you about to lose control, why not think I like it? Stick your teeth in my chest and bite it. Open my pants, put your hands inside it. Pull it out for me, and throw on the stomach and work that back. Just the way she like it. I love the sound she makes, she shake when I'm hitting that spot. Trying to push me off of her, but she don't want me to stop. No AC, the room hot as shit. Sweat dripping off her body, sucking on my bottom lip. Pull her head just a little bit, make her back arch and the chest stands up at attention. While she riding on top, making it pop, I'm taking all she dishing. Now she got one mission, looking in the mirror, working hard like she on audition. Working that ride for hours, signing the door, set, be back, going fishing. She knew that way so good, so damn good, to the point where a brother can't talk. Then I grab her hips and work the rest out of us to the point where she just can't walk. Out of breath, ain't nothing left. God damn, something like a fire man. Girl, I bet I handle that fire and leave it dripping wet.
Yo, what up? What's poppin'? It's your boy Cuban Link, and right now you're listening to Lush Radio Online, and this is to get the fuck up out of here Fridays, so you know what you gotta do, man. Get the fuck up and get the spaghetti. Team Studio.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That was K.I. right there dripping, you know what I'm saying? Shining a little feet for the ladies. I want to know if it's hot or not or lukewarm, you know what I'm saying? Guru, hot or not or lukewarm, man?
I'm going to give my man a good little, you know, play for the effort, like, on that right there, you know. It might make the radio right there. I ain't going to front. That might make the radio. He bringing it, you know. You got to get the ladies involved these days, so you got to get creative. You got to go in. I mean, you know, I'm going to give him a lowercase H, and his voice is all right. I just want to hear him go hard, like, on something, though.
Song that I had played for y'all last time called Old School Cool. I might have to throw that so y'all can remind
you
y'all about
that.
Might have to rewind and throw that back in for y'all. Genius, hot or not, a lukewarm?
Well, I mean, it started a little slow, but I think he cleaned it up in the delivery when he started to flow fast. I like the fact that it's an R&B, you know, appeal to it. You know, like Guru said, I can't hear it on the radio. You know what I'm saying? I give it an H minus.
An H minus. Wow. We got some new terms tonight. Why don't Lord be hot or not a lukewarm?
Yo,
I like that.
To hear it again. I think I'm gonna hear it again because I ain't really too good singer. So on that, I'm gonna definitely give it that lukewarm. Then I'm on that buzz tonight. No passion.
Okay, you on that Lukey Luke? Okay, we got 205. You're live in the building on Lush Radio Online, man. Tell us your name and where you was calling from. Did you get to listen to that? Is it hot or not or lukewarm?
What's up, Lush? It's Ashley.
What's up, Ashley? What's up with your boobie? What's up?
I ain't nothing. I was able to hear the end of it. I'm going to be in agreement with everybody else, either lukewarm or a lowercase h, but he definitely have great potential. Maybe it was the singer I really wasn't feeling, but, you know, the lyrics are straight. So, I mean, I just want to hear something else.
I'm going to have to throw back his other joint that he did so y'all can hear another side of him and stuff. And everybody, if y'all know, this is Ashley. This is our girl. If you see the hot poster that we got up there that's all over the place that I'll be posting on Facebook at a different spot, she's the one that designed it. She do crazy graphic design. She do photography out there from the Alabama area. My girl goes in fast turnaround time, holler at my girl, Miss Photographic. She's live in the building. You already know what it is, man. Well, yeah. Ashley, give them that new hot website, because the website you got right now is crazy right now, yo. It's on the website.
Oh, yeah, it's Creative Captures. It's spelled with a K, so it's K-A-P-T-U-R-E-S K. Oh, shit, my bad. Creative Captures. I'm on break. I'm at work, so it's K-R-E-A-T-I-V-E-K-A-P-T-U-R-E-S. com. And if you didn't get that, just follow me on Twitter at Ms. MZ Photographic with a K. But Lush will give you all that information. So
definitely. Make sure you support her. She go hard in the paint. I appreciate you even coming over here on your break, man, because I know you be going double hard on them hours, man, for
hey,
real.
Hey, it's been a long time. I'm pretty sure my seat got dust on it, so.
Your seat is always clean every day for you to come back and sit on your throne. So stop playing. Definitely, man. We got another caller from the 908. Hot or not or lukewarm? 908-202?
Nah, that's me.
Oh, hey, that's Guru.
It's Guru.
Yeah, my bad.
I'm in the building.
Bugsy, hot or not or lukewarm?
I ain't even gonna front, man. I'm gonna get at the lukewarm or the lukewarms, and I'm gonna give him. I'm giving him the after because you know it's Friday. He had a little joint, but he should just take a little stinking ass. You know I say it for the dudes that really ain't got the game, and for the dudes that really ain't got no game, they can throw that track on it and help Shorty get moist right quick. So he get a little effort for helping dudes out that ain't really got the umph to get the umph.
To get the I think we still got we got 908-296. Are you back in the building with us, Diva?
Yeah, I'm back in the building, baby. Back in the back.
Was that hot or not a lukewarm? What you think?
I'm gonna give it a luke too. I'm sorry, I ain't really feel it too much. It was luke, so there it is.
It was a lukey luke.
It was a looky-looky, that's all I got
to say. Looky. He said, looky, the two Luke crew.
Two Luke crew, right?
The looky-looky. Oh, shoot. Y'all giving them the steak looky-looky tonight, man. Some people was getting hot, some people was getting loose. At least y'all getting looky-lookies and y'all not getting, you know what I'm saying, knots tonight. So that's a good thing, you know what I'm saying? We got another one from Big Lou featuring Mad Papa and Stab Kills, Cypher Bullies. I want to know if this is hot or not or lukewarm. And I got a new joint from J. Cole, so don't touch that dial.
What up, it's DJ J. Ronan, Brooklyn's finest. And this is Cypher Bullies, Big Lou, Stab Kills, and of course my dude, Mad Papa.
I'm leaned up off a nut crack. So waved out, almost hit the Dutch back. Think ballers, spend your money trying to front bastards. This cat sack, so fuck rap. Lose fan, but if you need a verse,
me on Twitter.
You ain't got the bread, bring the work through. Half OP, I'm going in, that's the work cool. 8:00 the clock, it's my curfew. I earn the stars and the stripes in the hood where your dog will go hard on your wife.
No.
You win too deep, you need guard in your life.
Hard, nigga.
Fool stick rod in your twice.
Nice.
Now searching when I need partner.
No.
I talk to God Dolly, I don't need an ease problem. Why important let you turn and double? I'm a kidney stone,
yeah.
Nigga, you're in trouble.
Say overbearing bully MC. Yeah, breaking place the thing, whatever the cypher bring. This our champion, we can't round him up in the ring.
Yeah.
Rock it down like I got it all smashed in the pain.
Harry
King, yeah, I've been around doing my thing. Play aggressor, don't forget your tongues under pressure. You put up on the pressure for pumps who act extra. I might play the back and send my goons out to get them.
Yeah.
Harry Hooligan, perception, pull out the tools again and do them in career and decipher your shit. Ruin it, it's after. Strong woman shit, I'm the attacker. So play call your pastor, wish the death come faster.
Word
and since I'm a master, the outcome disaster. Trapper, mic flasher, tough talk crasher. Cypher crasher, torso disaster, brain blaster. Flasher, B-clasher, ligaments are fractured.
I'm a little tipsy, I'm a little high, but I ain't that fucked up to start spitting lies. Say the truth, niggas prey on your demise, but I'm a silent killer, carbon monoxide. Niggas play dirty, get the peroxide. Gun to your forehead, got you cockeyed. I'm the blood, sweat, and tears when Pac died. Poker face, shot the Lady Gaga. In hip hop, my flow like agua. I'ma change my name from Big Lou to Allah. A lot of bullshit, niggas talking rah. A lot of bullshit, Twitter talking blah blah. But they ain't got no wins in me, God's eye. A lot of rappers acting, niggas need Oscars. Is it the crack or the E&J? Or niggas hanging too much with Ray J? Maybe I should get with Dr. Dre. Go to the West, cause the East got a dealer. I fuck with all the DJs that don't give a fuck what he say. Cause faggots will sell these on eBay, but I do it independent, Jake one freeway. I do this for my niggas in the cage, for my niggas whipping that white slave
money.
Then slice them up with a razor blade, bag them up and ship them to the distribution company. I'm the best upcoming rapper, not these double XL non-factors. That's like whole being called master. Don't take this wrong, but to me the best is a cracker.
What up, man?
This Puerto Rican titan is nice with a mic. Nice when I'm fighting. Nice when I bake up a cake, hold the ice. And the boy on fire, no signs of a fire hydrant. I told you that I can't stop. I sound like P. Diddy's last drop. I say,
cheers. Y'all already know what it is. It's your boy Fred the Godson, a.k.a. Big Bronx, a.k.a. Mr. So Crazy, so crazy. And you listening to Lush Radio Online. You already know. Emma, what it do, baby? Peace.
You already know what it is, man. That right there, whoo, that joint right there was crazy right there. You know what I'm saying? Sav Kills Mad Hoffa, Big Lou. You know what I'm saying? That joint was crazy right there. I want to know what y'all get at joint. That was Cypher Bullies, man. Genius, what you think about that? Hot or not a lukewarm?
Man, I was ready to fire up. I figured SP 1200s off of that. That gets the straight eights. That gets the straight up eights for me. I had my head bobbing. I was ready to hit the club off that.
Oh, man. Why that love be hot or not a lukewarm? Why that little V there? All right, maybe he was cooking some chicken or something. Guru, how to not look warm?
Oh, man, I got to say thank you, Lushy Lush, for getting in grimy mode tonight. You know, you held me down. You know, I got to hear it sometime. You know, I ain't going to front. That was a hot, and I could definitely see it banging in the club, like, and everybody in there getting it in. Like, that's a serious track right there. They was keeping it. Everybody that had flow, everybody had good flow on there. They, like, you know, that's real. That was a hot. Definitely. And grimy.
Grimy. Bugsy, was it hot or not?
Oh, I'm going to get out the Capital H, man. I felt like I was in a fight for myself. I was getting ready to jump in and get mine on. You know what
I
mean?
Yo, I was ready to do something, too.
I thought it was just that season. I was just waiting for the rope to go so I could just jump in like,
Yo, that joint took me back in the day with the Cyphers. You just want to get like an animal and just jump in and just rip it. Like, they got you hyped. Like, if you used to be a rapper and you stopped rapping, that just gave you the motivation to keep rapping again. That joint was definitely hot right there. For real.
Yeah, it was hot.
And
grimy.
And grimy.
Yeah.
Diva, was it hot or not, or lukewarm for you?
Well, that one was definitely hot. He definitely sounded like he will come at your neck in a battle, so don't play with him. He will come at your neck in the battle if you want to play with him, but it was definitely hot. And Diva Mary Kay over here cooking, but it ain't no chicken, baby.
But that was crazy, man. I mean, shout out to Mass Staff Kills, DJ J Ronan, and Big Lou. We definitely gotta get that interview with Big Lou. But that joint right there was hot, though. I mean, it made me want to go back and just go out in the woodwork and start dropping some couple of words or something. You know what I mean? But I'm a chill though. I'm a retirement, so I'm a chill on that one. I'm a retirement. Chill. But you know what I'm saying? Me and Bugsy might do a little cypher. We might all do a little cypher.
We're going to bring you out of retirement.
You know what I'm saying? Tonight. We might have a little cypher tonight if y'all, you know what I'm saying, if y'all feeling it. We might all cypher tonight, little song. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Well, we're going to go into this last joint for the night from J. Cole. My man J. Cole is definitely winning. Who That is one of my favorite joints from the dude. All I Want Is You with Miguel. I'm loving it. You know, J. Cole is winning right now. We're going to play this song, and it's the last one of the Hot or Not tonight. And then we're going to get into our Get the Fuck Out of Here Friday. You know what I'm saying? In a second. So we're going to go into J. Cole. Let's go. I'm on it.
Yeah, my God, science, yeah, Lord, I've been dreaming about the paper, I want it all, I want to shine, I want to ball, I want the whip with the suicide door, this is my life, homie, you decide yours, I've been dreaming about the paper, I want it all, I want to shine, I want to ball, I want the whip with the suicide door. This is my life, homie, you decide yours. Man, I'm on it, I'm on it. Get on my level, boy, I'm hot like I've been dancing with the devil. Man, I'm on it, I'm on it. So in case you ain't heard, observe, hey. I'm bringing that fire, you know that flame, though. I'm getting you high, I'm spitting that brown sugar, that D'Anglo. Just look in the sky, a nigga so fly, I'm up here touching rainbows. Ain't making it rain, though. No, don't be silly, mama. I'm no pinata, letting my paper fall. No way. But if you feeling it, you can take it all. And show me. Don't fight the feeling, mama. Not Jeffrey Dahmer, but your body is a killer, mama. I'm trying to rock that ass, sleep like pajamas. I'm a ball hard with the rock. Cross over, hit the shot. My palms itching like I just got the ticket box. Haters wish they could, bitch, I'm bad, mean they good. I live my life like you should, cause man, I'm on it. I'm on it. Get on my level, boy, I'm hot like I've been dancing with the devil, man, I'm on it. Yeah, I'm on it. So in case you ain't heard, observe, hey. And I'm back with that flame, I got that flow to blow your brain. They calling me Cole, yeah, that's my name. And just like I'm Martin, I know that pain. No Novocaine and won't complain, never. But spit it so hot, whenever I drop a verse, I change weather. Now, hey, better, I'm dropping that Floyd Mayweather on LeBron James, rather. So much better than these featherweight rappers. I'm ahead of my time and never pressing rewind. Now watch me shine. I'm a ball hard with the rock. Cross over, hit the shot. My palms itching like I just got the ticket box. Haters wish they could, bitch, I'm bad, mean it good. I live my life like you should, cause man, I'm on it. I'm on it. Get on my level, boy, I'm hot like I've been dancing with the devil. Man, I'm on it. I'm on it. So in case you ain't heard, observe. Big plan. Big money, big dreams, big crib, big screen. I'm trying to shine like a gold ring. Watch me shine, watch me shine, hey. Watch me shine, watch me shine, hey. Man, I'm on it, I'm on it. Man, I'm on it.
I'm saying everybody want the car with the suicide doors, and everybody want to be on it. But I'm on it. I'm on Lush Radio Online, and I'm on it. I'm looking at y'all cats like I have some targets. I'm on it. I'm on it. Lush Radio Online, man. J. Cole, let's go. Genius, what's good? How to not?
I'm regurgitating the H on that. That's Fuego.
That's Fuego.
Yeah, that's Fuego. Respect the dude. They need to stop hating on him, and Jay needs to push that dude properly.
He need to push him for real, because J. Cole is a monster. I'm on it. My name is Hovey, you know what I'm saying? I got the baddest chick wearing my ring, you know what I'm saying? Wearing my chains on that, you know. Young Hovey rock for life, you know. I'm Hovey. But anyway, why not a little bit? How did not a little warm, man?
Oh, you already know, man. He the future, man. He hot. He's super hot.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Guru, how did not a little warm, fam?
He definitely in the building and did his thing on them bars. You know, he definitely was all over that track. I mean, he's the kind of cat that really don't need a feature, like, you know. And you got to respect that today. Like, you see all these cats, they got to do features in order to be successful or, you know, get their shit popping. Like, well, you know, because, you know, you got these days, if you look at the record labels and they say, well, who's going to be on there with you? You know, I mean, they got to have an answer. You can't just say, well, I was going to do this track, you know, so, nah. You got to have somebody that's going to help you sell. You got to have somebody that's going to help you sound good on your track. And they may even outdo you on your track. So, you know, today you got to be able to hold it down by yourself. Like Beans. Beans really didn't need no features. Beans could hold down the whole album by himself.
Definitely.
I mean, that's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm looking for out here, man.
Well, J. Cole can definitely stand on his own, and he's definitely winning right now. He's definitely doing his thing. My girl, Diva Mary Kay, hot or not, or lukewarm?
Oh, that was definitely hot. He definitely had me motivated listening to his music, and that's what it's about. If I can close my eyes and listen to your music and paint a picture, that's real hip-hop right there. So that gets the capital H, and I get the Diva Mary Kay stamp right there.
Boom.
That's what it is. That's what it is. And that's what I'm talking about. Just like Jimmy said, Fuego. But anyway, Busty, hot or not a lukewarm?
Oh, man, I'm going to get at the hot, babe. You might have me walking around this weekend talking about, I'm on it. I'm on it.
I'm on it.
Oh, shit. But, you know what I'm saying? You tuned in to Lush Radio Online, man. If you don't know, you better act like you know. You know what I'm saying? You better ask somebody. Log on to www.lushradioonline.com. Shout out to all my Scorpios out there. Shout out to all my freaks, because the freaks come out at night on a Friday, baby. You know what I'm saying? Make sure that you definitely protect yourself out here. We always talk about safe sex, so make sure that you're safe out here, because, you know, STDs and all them, they are not curable, especially that thing that they call AIDS. So make sure that you definitely wear rubber, protect yourself, and remember that everything that's pretty is not always gold at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, make sure that you check out honeymanagement.net, indiehiphop.net, coasttocoastdjs.com. I got Core DJs Retreat is in Atlanta going down also. Lega, shout out to my boy Lega. He got his release party coming out soon. He working with DJ Seth One and DJ Envy. They about to do something real ugly like. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that's doing their thing. DJ Chubby Chubb, all my Scorpios, you know what I'm saying? Y'all real sexy looking right now. But you know, but you know, so shout out to all of y'all, you know, and you know, once again, Diva Mary Kay, put out your info, how they can check you out, you know what I'm saying, with your show tonight and all that, so we can log in and support that and tune in.
Well, that's what it is. Y'all can check me out tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's the East Coast. 9 p.m. on the East Coast and 6 p.m. on the West Coast. Check me out. It's Frontline Fridays. We definitely doing it big. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And go, if you're going to check in online, go to www.blogtalkradio.com. Facebook.com/DivaSpotENT. We definitely getting in tonight. You know we rocking with the hottest Lush Radio online, man.
All day, man. I should have just recorded that. Like, I should have just straight, like, put that as a drop. Like, I'm going to have to get you a call in the drop line, man.
You already know. Let's just go ahead and push your diva button, and we ready. We ready.
Definitely. And I got to shout out to my man with the plan, Wordsmith. You know what I'm saying? He definitely rocked out for us at October the 16th at the Heart of the City open mic, man. We definitely love Wordsmith to death. Make sure you support him with Revolt Radio and support his movement. My girl, Miss Photographics, on Twitter, follow her. Follow John Reagan. Want to check in the real Jaja, Wise Guys VK. You know, everybody on the Twitter, check in. You know what I'm saying, everybody give y'all Twitter out for the people, because this is What Follow Fridays. Genius, put your Twitter out there for the people.
It's @Genius, @GeneousWS, www.geniusmusic.com. It's what we do all day, every day. Support the movement. Support Lush Radio Online. You know what I mean? Get at us.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Why that Lord B? It's your time, man. Let them know what's good.
What's good? What's good? Yo,
forgive me. I'm actually in this crazy ass convention like right now for this little movement. We're about to have a party. We're doing our little runway carpet right now in the snow.
If you don't tell us where you're putting, I'll knock you out right now.
Yeah,
what is your Twitter, boy?
Yo, why that? Why that, you know, what is that little coma thing is, LLF. Hit me up. Why that is, LLF.
Hold on. What the hell is, what the hell? You looking for shit? Anyway.
Yo,
okay.
Why that be, YDOT is, LLF. Live life fresh. You know, that's why we do it every day. Live life fresh.
I love why that little B, but he off the hook sometimes. I love that crazy boy, but okay. Guru, put your Twitter out there for the people, bro.
I got too many Twitter accounts to mention, but I'm gonna give y'all three of the biggest and the hottest. Lush Radio, Lush Girls International. That's Lush, CRLSINTL. I got Retweet Squad, and of course, Future Guru 100, FUTUREGURU 100. And you know we getting it in all day. You know the grind don't stop. Whoever. Want to follow whoever want to get promotion, whoever want to get on the show and the station and get involved with this promotion, you know what to do, man. Holler at me. Send me a DM if you will. If you got a budget, send me a DM. If you playing, don't send me a DM.
Definitely. There ain't no gangs out here. Buzzy,
no,
give me info, Buzzy.
Yeah, so you already know, still singing at Bugzy, RIP Stack, that's at BUGZY_RIP_STACK. Team follow back, you already know what it is.
Definitely shout out to Dragoness 101. Shout out for everybody showing. I mean, the love on Twitter been turned up this past month. What's going on? It's like, are we causing this unification situation to really go down out here? Like, what's going on?
You better know.
You said that wave.
Seriously, but I mean, it's a movement. It's a thing. We're trying to create opportunities. We're here to share knowledge and definitely help people out there to get where they need to be. And I definitely love everybody that supports Lush Radio Online. Make sure you follow my partner, Emma E2K. Log on to our website, E2K Magazine Online. If you need that website done, holler at us. If you would like to get interviewed on Lush Radio Online, hit us up at lushradioonline@gmail.com. That's only for interviews only if you would like to be interviewed on Lush Radio Online. On top of that, you know, if you want to talk other business in regards to me directly, hit me up at CEOLessRadioOnline@gmail.com for the mixtape. Like I said, it has to be clean music. Send your submissions and stuff. And, you know what I mean, we're looking for all genres, you know what I'm saying, everybody, you know what I'm saying, hip-hop and R&B, send the music through, you know what I'm saying. This is something for the Christmas season. This is what I'm doing to give back. And watch out, I will be one of the judges for the 50 mics. 50 MCs jump off in February. I'll be one of the judges in Baltimore with my homeboy from this. So shout out to that whole situation.
shout out to everybody from 95.5 and 93.9. Shout out to K Slay, everybody that definitely support us, man. And you know what I'm saying? The movement is on, man. We ain't stopping. We ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? And next year we're going to be there. Rock with us, man. If you ready to win and you ready looking for a radio station that's going to rock with you all year round, y'all need to be rocking with us on Lush Radio Online. But y'all got a couple of seconds to tell people why they need to get the fuck out of here. Okay? So I'm going to go ahead and let the ladies first. Ladies first. I guess we lost her, but Guru, why should we get the fuck out of here? Why should we get the fuck out of here? Who do you want to tell to get the fuck out of here tonight?
You said Guru? You said
yep.
Oh, I'm going back to where we started. If you ain't true to yourself and you out here screaming, I think I'm Big Meech and Larry Hoover without doing your research, man, get the fuck out of here, man. Stay in your lane, be who you are, and know what you're getting into. Just know what you're getting into. That's my get the fuck out of here. If you don't know what you're getting into, get the fuck out of here.
Definitely, definitely. And Bugsy, why should they get the fuck out of here, son?
Oh, man, yo, I'm going to tell you, listen, if you're in the studio and it takes you an hour and a half, even an hour to drop your 16s and it's already written, yo, get the fuck out of here and keep it moving, man.
Wow. Good night. God dang.
Oh, man.
Wow. Genius. Why should they get the fuck out of here?
Oh, man. If you ain't about your business, you ain't about forward progress, trying to do the knowledge, you ain't on your grind, man, get the fuck out of here. Get a job and get involved. Real talk.
Definitely. Why did I low me over there in the conference somewhere? Somebody done snatched them up. Why should they get the fuck out of here?
Yo, you already know, man. If you on your Twitter hollering and you talking that big time, big money talk, and when I see you on a what we say personal level, and you're really looking like you're hurting back there, man, you're gonna have to get the fuck out of here with that bullshit talk.
Definitely, definitely. Shout out to all the copycats. Shout out to all those people that I basically started you on your situation. And I love the ones that pay homage, but the ones that fronting and acting like they don't want to pay homage and they want to act real stupid, like I don't see you, and the ones that be talking about, yo, tell me what your race are. I want to get promo done. I want to do this. But really you playing games and really you don't want to invest in your business, but yet I seen you over there buying a fake-ass chain that ain't worth shit. Put your money where your mouth is, man, and step with the winners. Stop messing around with them clowns, man. And if you still playing around with clowns and playing these play games, go play in the sandbox, because I'm a grown-ass woman. I don't fuck with skirts. Get the fuck out of here. Word up. And that's how I feel tonight on Lush Radio Online. And we out of here, man. And all I got to say is that I don't care what you're talking about, because I'm about to whip my hair. I'm about to whip it. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? I'm going to whip my hair.
Let's go.
We out of here. Lush Radio Online. If somebody ain't tell you they love you today, we love you. Lush Radio Permits, Honey Management, everybody, E2K Magazine, the whole squad, Bugsy. I love you, everybody. Google, you know what I'm saying? Columbia Princess, Ashley, you know what I'm saying? Everybody that rock with us. If we ain't mention your name, you know we love you, man. Twitter check-in. Let's go. We out of here. I want my hair.